Oh shit! What up? How we doing? Welcome back to Die Party Omen, week number 7. It's week 7. Shit, man. We left on a pretty decent cliffhanger last time that we played this game, so I'm
every
really.
Every time we play.
I suppose that's true. I'm full of cereal right now, so I apologize. let's go around and introduce everyone who'll be playing tonight. First up, Sheep Do the Doo Doo Gaming, playing Grant Schild. What up, man? How you doing?
Hey guys, I am doing good. I've been playing the same games over and over again.
For the five games.
Oh, I did, however, try out Dead by Daylight again to see if it had got any better.
Dead by Daylight was the sprinting one, right?
No, it was the asymmetrical one with the one killer and the four survivors. You have to like run around, fix the generators, and then
there's... Oh, right, yeah. There's so many Dead by games. I just get super confused these days.
Were you thinking of the
The Zombie Island guys game.
Yeah, Dead Island, but it was called something else.
Yeah, but you're like a speedrunner or whatever. Not speedrunner, freerunner.
That was an alright game.
That was pretty cool. I like that game.
But no, Dead by Daylight is still shit.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's one of those games that could be good, except for they didn't take into account that gamers especially are dickheads. So like the objective as the killer is to go catch survivors, hang them up, and then you sacrifice them to whatever. The problem about that game is when a killer catches a survivor, he just stands there and waits for the guy to die on a hook.
Yep.
So
yep, I've had that happen.
Every game he'll kill one, maybe two survivors, and then the others escape. It gets really boring. So yeah. Great idea, terrible game.
Yeah, the execution could be better. But yeah. Anyway, you been playing anything else at all?
I tried Slime Rancher again. Because it had a whole load of updates. And I'm going to be playing Battle Brothers, which is...
I heard that game is fucking awesome, by the way.
It is fucking awesome. And it's just been fully released.
Oh, what? So... There was another game. Oh, shit. I'm going to... You've got me on a fucking rant now, dude. Hang on.
Here we go.
Okay. I'm going to look this up because... Alright, let's go. There was Battle Brothers, which is the top-down... Dwarf game? Is it dwarf game?
It's kind of mercenary game. It's based off a really old... It's partially based off Mountain Blade and Shadow of the Horned Rat, which is one of my favorite games of the time.
Yeah, and you basically... You play like little tiny... They look like figurines you move on a board.
And
yeah.
You basically run a mercenary company, and it's like permadeath, really difficult...
Yeah, the game I was thinking about is called Bastard Bonds.
Bastard what?
Bastard Bonds. You should look that up. It's on sale right now, 50% off. Definitely look that up. It's like if they had... It's like Conan, but like not Conan.
Mm.
Where it's like super, super adult role-playing games. Like, you know... There's a lot of sexual content. There's a lot of like disturbing, like, you know, after war sort of content. You know, I'm not going to say what it is because you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. But and it looks pretty good. Like, but it's just like it just looks like one of those games where it's like it looks like the original Fallout in terms of like complexity of shit. You just look at that game and you'll be like, fucking what is this beast of a game? And I'm like, yeah, that's Bastard Bonds. It's been on my wish list for about a million years, but I've never taken the plunge because I'll just be like, what the fuck is this game? Like every time, man. Every time. But yeah, no, you're not wrong. Battle Brothers is cool.
Yeah. Check like if you like the old if you know Shadow of the Horned Rat, or I believe it was Dark Omen, the second one, maybe. Anyway, yeah, great games, and Mountain Blade as well. It's got some similarities to the single player of Mountain Blade.
Yeah, Mountain Blade's okay. I mean,
I mean, just the kind of the setting of like different factions you go around. Okay. As a mercenary company. And,
I mean, in terms of the game Mountain Blade, I think it's a great game, but there's no direction to it. They fixed it a lot with that Vikings Mountain Blade.
Yeah, I like the Vikings thing.
No, yeah, that had some really cool single player elements. Anyway, next person we're going to introduce, Mr. Floof Knight. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. What up, everyone? I am Floof Knight. I have been playing the Mass Effect Andromeda multiplayer nonstop all week until sometime Monday, which I'll be doing Dark Souls. I'm looking forward to that because I'm getting a little tired of having to carry bads in Mass Effect.
Did you meet any other Float Queens?
There was a couple of that character, a couple people playing that character, but they're not Float Queens. They're not running around making anyone float.
That seems like the best way to play that character. Like,
yeah. I have her, and I don't have enough points to get Float because I haven't played her enough. But I just leave the field on and run around bad at comboing everything.
Yeah, I know.
That's fun. Yeah. That's all I've been doing, just Mass Effect multiplayer. Maybe tomorrow I'll go back into Dark Souls and warm myself back up, prepare for the DLC. I'm excited.
Yeah, no, the DLC looks good. I haven't played the other DLC. So I think what I might do is I might do like a, I've played this game a million times run on Dark Souls, which is like me just being like, I'm going to just skip half this stuff because I know I can jump over this this pixel here. So, like, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, the DLC for 3 actually has probably one of my favorite bosses in it. I really like, I enjoyed that encounter. But we'll see how it goes when I like go back on there. That's me.
And last from the players that we need to introduce, Mr. Bri Dizzler, a.k.a. Sputnik. What up, sir?
How's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, so I spoke a little about it last night, but I've also been playing Mass Effect. Not as much multiplayer as Floof, but I've been going through the campaign. And, you know, I got to say, I got past the part where, like, the trial sort of ended, you know, the free trial that EA put out.
Oh, the 10-hour thing? Yeah.
Yeah, and the fuck, like, they ended it at the worst possible time. Like, if they had just allowed people to play, like, a half hour, 45-minute more, like, into the story, I doubt you would have had as many people talking shit about it, because after that point, it was, like, some of the most Mass Effect-y shit in a Mass Effect game I had ever seen.
I don't know, man. Like, I look at that game
and
I'm
really fucking good.
I look at that game. I really liked Mass Effect 1. I thought it was like, as a complete product, it was like, yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah. I'm not saying that it's like this amazingly polished, perfect game. Mm. But shit, man, it literally, like, the scope and scale that the environment went to when you go underground in Eos, the first planet. I've never seen anything like it in a video game, honestly. It was fucking incredible. The whole time I was like, this is fucking amazing. Like, this is, why didn't they let people play this part? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think it's kind of funny. Like, I'm not, like, I get all the hate about the animations and some of the weird voice acting. I get it. I'm not defending it, but fuck, man. You know, people, you know, touch themselves over Skyrim and, you know, Fallout 3 and New Vegas and all that. And those games,
New Vegas was
way many more glitches than I've experienced in Mass Effect. You know, shit, Skyrim had like 2 voice actors for every fucking character in that game.
But that's not the point. The point for me was that it was the way I look at Mass Effect, right? And the way I look at those other games, and this is the best way to describe it, is Mass Effect is a large ocean that's as deep as a puddle, and those other games are it's a lake that's deep as well, right?
Skyrim is also 6 years old.
Yeah, but Skyrim is, you know, also had like those radiant quests that were just bullshit fetch quests. There, I have not played a single fetch quest yet in Mass Effect in almost 12 hours in story mode. And even the side quest, there was one side quest where it was like, go here and get this, then get this, then get this. But instead of me having to like turn it back in, when I got the last thing, it was like, now you've triggered a fucking encounter with like a huge space gorilla monster that's going to eat your face.
Cool.
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't...
Oh, spoilers.
Hey, I mean, you know, it's... I didn't tell you where I got that quest or what it was. I'm just saying that there is side quests, and even the side quests are not boring-ass fetch quests. I mean, I'm sure there's probably some. I mean, it's... The game is huge, but shit, man, it's... I was very pleasantly surprised.
I have a question for you. Did you enjoy Dragon Age Origins? Dragon Age Inquisition, sorry?
Not as much as Origins. I liked it better than the second Dragon Age.
So that's how I look at this game, right?
What second Dragon Age? Origins and Inquisition, right?
Yeah,
right.
You mean Dragon Age Cave Explorer?
Yeah, but
Dragon Age, I mean, accidental homosexual relationship.
In my experience with BioWare games, you don't play it for incredible dialogue. You don't play it for amazing looking
characters.
I think
we're killing our GM, by the way.
But, it's fine. Yeah, it's, you know, if you go into a BioWare game expecting amazing dialogue and incredible, incredible facial animations and all that kind of stuff, then you're not going to be happy with anyone. I mean, Jesus, people jerk themselves off over KOTOR constantly. Have you gone back and played that game?
Oh, fuck yeah. KOTOR is amazing, dude.
It's a great game, but the fucking animations are janky as shit. Exactly, Graham. That's how I feel.
All right. Okay.
That's my rant. Rant over. Rant over.
Thank you, Brian. Right,
we're good.
BioWare games are janky as fuck, and they always will be.
HotGraham_69, tell me about Ski Free.
Dungeons and Dragons is better than all video games. Let's continue.
No, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
Video games are bad. Don't play them. Play D&D instead.
So, Graham, how's your YouTube stuff coming along, man?
Bad.
Bad?
I made a new one.
You made a new YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll hear more about it later, I suppose, but...
No, so my... YouTube channel, there's a problem. There's too much stuff on it. It's like a variety show. It's like the Gong Show. Okay. No direction. Okay. Hard to market. It doesn't make any sense.
Let me tell you right now, it doesn't matter about the content on the channel as long as your tags are working. You'll be fine.
Well, even still. So my current YouTube channel, Graham Complete, is going to be about role-playing games and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I made another channel. It's titled Always Be Making. It's going to be about my job. And I work in an engineering academy, high school. And so we have a maker. My classroom is a makerspace. It's a workshop.
Interesting.
Where I make things. And so making science, engineering, cooking, making things.
Here's what I would suggest your first make needs to be. You need to make like one of those really awesome felt line heavy gaming tables that people pay fucking thousands of dollars for.
I can do that.
If you can make a video showing people step by step guide on how to build that shit, put it up on Reddit, people will be like, and then you'll get
And tag the video gaming table gone sexual, and you'll have, it's like $1,000.
Yeah, would you kindly get off this wood table? Anyway, let's play Dungeons and Dragons, guys. You want to do that shit? You ready? I want to do that. I want to do that. Let's do that. Let's do it, Graham. Take it away.
So last time. We had a realization, or Grant had an epiphany about the creators of this particular complex, and he recalled the story that they were killed by a dragon, a sickly, diseased dragon that can control and emit slimes and puddings and oozes and that kind of thing. And we are under the impression, or at least you guys are under the impression, that said dragon is beneath. One of the things it is guarding, based on your research in the wizard's bedchamber, one of the things he is guarding is a stone that is meant to grant wishes.
Sweet. Okay? Yeah.
Most of the things on the top floor of this particular complex, it's two floors. The top one, it is largely mundane things. Anything of any particular value has been collected by these gelatinous cubes and oozes and slimes and stuff and brought downstairs to the dragon for his hoard. Okay? As one may expect. That is why you guys haven't found anything or any people or really anything at all. Okay? Besides just miscellaneous junk and stuff that's been strewn about. The one thing that is of interest, and it's where we're going to start. If you'll notice on the map, I've drawn both of these two things. And I've drawn them sort of just with the shape tools. Next to the throne room, you guys would have gotten there just almost immediately after where we ended, is the stairs downward. There's just a staircase that goes down.
Oh, fuck yeah. We don't have to go down that fucking trapdoor.
Right. Yeah. And then down here, opposite the throne room, you can see this large room that I've drawn with 14 stone pools of liquids. Okay.
I drink.
And so I figured we would start just outside this room. You've explored everything else in the, we'll just say you've explored everything else in the top floor. Nothing important, nothing to see. Stairs down, room of pools. That's what we need to look at. That's where we'll start.
Okay. All right. Cool. Let's see what we can find out about these pools.
The room is the largest one by far that you've seen. It's cavernous. There's enormous echo in this room. Mm. It's like a gymnasium size. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Although the walls are the same as everywhere else, that the same kind of stone, the floor is entirely covered in mosaic tiles. It makes these swirling arcane designs, and you get the sense that there's certainly something magical about the tiles, and the entire thing makes some sort of magic space. Okay, this whole room kind of crackles with magical energy. It's very uplifting. It's very energizing. Arrayed throughout the room are 14 different pools, each about 10 feet in diameter, with sides sloping to a maximum depth of 5 feet in the middle. They're 5 feet deep. All the contents of the pools are different.
Interesting. Is there any sort of like, just before you go on, like,
yeah.
Is there any sort of like drainage at all in the pools?
Inside the pools?
Yeah, like if I look down into just a pool, is there like
some,
okay, so it's just water, it's whatever liquid it's inside of like a basin then.
Yeah.
Okay.
For example, right, the first pool when you are in the opening area, right there by the door, the first pool contains a strange pinkish liquid. And when you look inside, it looks kind of like, it's not necessarily as opaque as Pepto-Bismol, but it's got that sort of consistency. It's very milky.
Never had it. Never, don't even know what it is. I see people drink it sometimes on TV shows, and I'm like, don't know what that is. So
it's for nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Okay, but when you say it's like Pepto-Bismol, I'll be like, sweet, fictional liquid, got it.
Imagine strawberry milk.
Okay, strawberry milk. There we go. Let's work with that.
All right, you got it. That's what Pepto-Bismol looks like.
Okay.
All right. The pool next to that is filled to the brim with a clear, fizzing, bubbling liquid. Like, that's kind of what you see from the beginning here.
Like boiling or like?
Like carbonated.
Oh. Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I kind of wish I had my cooking skills here, because I could very easily see if something was poisonous and safe to eat here or drink, but I don't have that, so I can't do that, unfortunately. That'd be such a great use for this.
There is a great way we can see if it's safe to eat or drink. You do it, and we watch.
So I have this book, Graham. And I've been thinking about this book for a long time now because I've accidentally referenced it in all my other shows. That's how much I've been thinking about this fucking book you gave me. So before we go on, is there anything in the books that we got that reference these pools?
Yes and no. It's extraordinarily vague. From what you can tell, the wizard was designing this room as a not only a curiosity, but also kind of a museum piece.
And here we have the gender-changing fluid. I don't know people want it, but...
It's an extraordinarily ingenious idea because it actually it is multifunction. Not only is it a distraction for anybody who you're trying to disrupt, as far as you can tell from your reading, some of these pools are harmful, some of these pools are helpful. So if you are going through and you know what they are, you can get the ones that you can get a vial and scoop some of the ones that are helpful. And then hopefully your chasers will be distracted enough or be interested, curiosity killing the cat and all that, to try one of the, harmful ones.
Okay. Is there any indication of which ones are harmful and which ones are not?
Is there any handy labeling we can read?
Well, I mean, like, we found these books.
Don't trust the labels, guys!
They're labeled with the letters A through N.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well... one of us is immortal. One of us is a big, strong orc.
Gormung, I will tell you this. There is an indication of which one is which, but it's written in some sort of code or some kind of language you don't speak.
Is it that language that...
Is it Infernal?
Infernal.
Infernal. Shit.
I speak Infernal.
Grant, look at that. You see that, in fact, it is written in code.
Oh.
It would have to be deciphered.
All right. I'm going to go to this one here, Graham. Oh, God. That one.
Okay.
Just randomly that one?
Yep.
What does
that one look like?
Well, interesting you should ask. The pool is full of a greenish liquid of varying shades with a swirling pattern evident on its stagnant surface. Greenish liquid, varying shades, swirling and undulating.
And undulating, okay. I'm going to... you said there was lots of utensils and stuff like that in the kitchen?
Yes.
So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to find a ladle, Graham.
Okay.
I bring the ladle back.
Yes.
And I ladle, starting at A, going down. Right? I ladle, just put it in, swirl it around, with the intent to be like, if it eats the ladle, then it's obviously not safe for consumption. So,
okay.
There aren't any more of those gnomes about that we can use as tests.
We just had this one.
Look, guys. Here's the thing. I'm going to drink one of these, okay? I'm going to drink one. I just want to spend a bit of time finding which one I should drink.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, like, if we can find some test subjects, like those little gnome things that beat the crap out of gags.
Yeah, so...
I don't think anyone would mind us.
But here's the thing. Here's what really settles this for me. I'm searching for a flavor. Right. And these are being displayed prominently. People don't display things prominently unless they're either A, they want to, and it's because of the fact that they enjoy the sight of it. B, they are proud of it. C, it's, and you know what? I don't get from this place, this particular wing that we're in, it's not a trap-filled place. We're not finding traps. We're not finding, like...
Except for the traps that we found.
Except for the vagina hallway and the slime that ate me, yeah.
Well, the slime is one thing, right? Hmm. And the trap door was, you know, probably built as a means to, like, hide something more than anything else. Because that's... You can climb down there and get down there. It's not like it's a pit with spikes on the bottom. Other than that, we haven't found anything. This is living space. You know, this is like, imagine if you were a wizard. Imagine if you were a warrior and you were proud of like your sword collection. You would hang them up and show them. You would have like a
Who room. Collects goo though?
A fucking wizard. a fucking wizard. Cats.
He's making a lot of sense.
You know what I mean? Like, these are obviously like, he's like, yeah, I'm fucking proud of what I've found or made or whatever.
I say that one of you guys volunteered to dunk your whole head into it. I don't volunteer because I need to make sure that
I so Graham, I'm going to pick one of these to drink. I would like to do a little bit of research ahead of time to decide on, okay, obviously I can't drink this one because it eats metal. That is stupid. I'm not going to drink that one. So just stuff like that, right? That's the sort of stuff I'm going to do. And
I'm going to tell you how these pools react with the metal ladle.
Okay.
Okay. The first pool does nothing to it.
Okay.
The second pool doesn't eat through it, but it does tarnish it.
Okay.
It takes the sheen off of it.
Cool. So that's Coca-Cola. Got it.
The third pool is filled with a murky gray syrup, but it doesn't do anything to the metal ladle.
Sweet.
It
puts the sheen back on it.
The fourth pool completely destroys and consumes the metal.
Okay, that's the one I'm drinking. No, I don't drink.
What's that one look like?
Green slime.
Okay. It's green.
I bring a collection of labels with me, Graham.
So. Okay. The fifth one doesn't do anything. It's fine. So is the next one. G, the 1, 2, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. This one is completely dry. In fact, it's completely dry and there is no trace of any liquid within or any clue that there was any liquid within it ever.
Damn it, that was a good one. That was a good one. Someone came through and drunk all of it, obviously.
I drink that one!
This one is as well bubbling and roiling, but it does not eat or tarnish the metal. This one does not affect the metal. This one does not affect the metal. This one you notice has some fish swimming inside, so it doesn't affect the metal.
What color is the liquid in the fish one?
Just looks like kind of like water.
It's just water. It's like, this one's just got my koi fish in it. I mean, like, nothing weird about that.
It's like a koi pond.
This one is a strange combination of hydrogen and oxygen.
Let's see. This one is... appears to be filled with water, but you see a wonderful bounty of treasure within.
Oh.
Okay.
And this last one doesn't do anything to the ladle.
Okay. The gray silver one.
Yeah. The gray syrup?
Yeah. I'm going to drink that one.
Okay. How much?
A ladle.
8 ladles full.
I drink a ladle of the gray syrupy liquid. Let's go.
No, it is very, it is thick and viscous, and you just get like,
yeah,
just a little bit. It tastes sweet, a little bit fruity, a little bit alcoholic, but nothing adverse happens to you.
All right. Well, I'm going to take if there's any sort of containers of it. That I can put in this thing, I put it in there. It's got a nice kick to it. I can probably put it in a stew or something like that, and it would add a nice flavor to it.
Okay, I need you to, Dave. I need you to, Gormung. I need you to roll a d6.
No adverse effects, huh? Is this how drunk I get? How's a fucking 3 do you, bruh?
I'm gonna write that down for later.
Fuck yeah. Who wants to have some gray viscous liquid with me?
I think I'll hold off. I think if I should refrain from drinking anything strange, because I can't trust any of you to keep me alive.
All right. So there was another one in here that did nothing. Which ones were they? So I want to drink one more.
Everything except the second one and the green slime.
And any pink ones?
Yeah, just the first one. First one, and there's one that looks kind of like wine, and there is one that looks kind of like, there's another green one, the same green one, and there is...
Yeah, so I drank the gray one because it was the weirdest, and it seemed safe. Is there any weird color ones that also seem safe? Because I'll drink that as well.
You don't want the undulating green one?
No.
Drink it.
Oh.
Eat the fish.
One of the pools has appears to be water, but it's shimmering, like it's got glitter in it, like magical glitter.
Okay, fuck it. I'll drink that.
All right.
Hey, man, look, it's D&D. If you can't drink the fucking magical pools of liquids, you're never going to do it, right?
I say we drink out of the dry ones.
Right. So you drink, it has a consistency and taste of water, but you begin to, you experience...
It tastes like daddy issues and sadness.
Daddy issues and sadness, okay.
So that's why I turned to a life of adventure.
Your body begins to tingle.
Fuck yeah.
And at the same time, you and everybody else around you see that Gormung begins to glow. And it begins to glow with a yellow glow.
Fuck yes.
You feel that?
Are you okay?
I think I'm pregnant.
This opens a lot of questions.
I'd take some of this liquid too, Graham.
Okay.
This seems it might be useful to help Grant.
Maybe.
Why would it help me?
Because you can't see in the dark, bro.
Well, how would me glowing help me see?
If I'm glowing, you can see me.
Why do I want to see you?
Because it illuminates everything around me.
You know what? I'm annoyed that Gormung has been drinking without... I'm going to drink the fish one.
You're going to drink the fish?
No, I'm going to drink the fish one. I'm not drinking fish.
Oh. All right, you just get down and drink some fish water.
Yeah, it tastes like fish poop.
It's just water with fish in it.
As I suspected.
So brave. Well, so brave.
Now I want to drink something.
Oh. I'm pretty sure this is an
Graham,
aquarium.
It worked. Graham, it worked.
This one looks like wine.
I drink the wine one.
Okay. Tell me if you're feeling any side effects for the future research.
Yeah.
I'll bring you back.
The gags, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Hooray!
Is this because he gets drunk? Like, what's going on? This is just a pool of wine. It's like, perfect.
Where's my saving throw?
Out of all of these, why would you guys not go for the one filled with treasure?
Oh! How's a fucking natural 20 for you?
Well, I mean, you needed to fail to become a human being, so...
Oh.
It's kind of like right. how we had to fail it, to, it, like...
It is the finest of wines which you've ever tasted.
Woo!
Get crumbs.
It is very strong, and not only that, when the ladle which you removed from the pool... fills back in the rest of the pool. The pool fills back up.
Jesus Christ, how much did he drink?
Guys, it's never-ending wine!
Never-ending wine. Okay. Hey, which one was this? This was pool...
It was F, so whichever one right. Call F.
Yeah, the one with all the skeletons around it, you know?
Maybe we should take it with
Courtney, you gotta get in on this!
I'm good. I don't drink wine.
So the treasure one, Graham, if I put my ladle in and try and stir the treasure, does the treasure stir? Does it float around? Do coins move?
Once the surface of the water is broken, you see that the treasure is, in fact, an illusion.
Mm-hmm. It is broken,
so. Oh, so it's just like every reflective surface that I've ever looked into.
All right. Anyone want to do anything else? Take a swim in the...
I'm going to drink the pink one, Graham. Fuck it. Let's do it.
First one?
Yeah. Let's go. All
right. I need you to roll 4d6.
This is cool. How many arms I get? minimum of 6.
I'm just waiting for him to disappear to another plane again.
15.
If you had any damage, you regain 15 hit points.
Oh, I bottle this shit immediately, Graham. Let's go.
I would like to.
And you start bottling, you realize it is in fact also never ending.
Yeah. Mm. Who's?
If only we had more stuff to carry with this.
Is it like a health healing potion?
Yeah.
That was sort of.
I should start collecting goo.
Well, why don't you guys like? Can't you do the magic stuff to that?
What do you mean?
If it's magical, can you magic
the... Well, we don't want the never-ending, like, pile of healing potions to, like, disappear because one of us wants a 1d6 worth of... things, sir. I mean,
does anyone have any bottles or flasks to carry this stuff in?
Yeah. Can we find anything like that, Graham, in the storage, maybe, and stuff? Yeah.
So much. Yeah, plenty.
Plenty? Cool.
I would like to take a drink out of the pink.
Drink the pink?
Oh, boy.
All right. Roll the save.
Oh, boy.
It only works for orcs, though, so, you know.
Roll for what?
This is how much damage you take.
Six. Fishy is just aquarium.
Okay, you get 12 hit points back.
Fuck yay! Yeah. I like the idea that these are temporary, and then, like, 2 hours later, we're just like...
yeah. All right, yeah, I'll drink the pink fluid as well.
Same.
I will not.
Graham's made the best trap ever, because... All right, guys, everyone make a constitution saving throw in about 10 minutes' time.
Aww.
You're horrible diarrhea.
Can I just drink it until my hit points are all the way full?
Absolutely.
Okay, I do that.
Okay.
Right. I mean, if any of these other ones do something bad, you just dunk back into this one. So why don't you guys go crazy? You know, just drink out of all of them. It's fine. You'll be fine, right?
I am going to bottle up and take some of that wine with me.
Okay.
You know what? I think I've pushed my luck too much now. Realistically, how many potions can a person carry? We've got that bandolier that we've got. So maybe we fill up the bandolier.
If you get small vials, you could probably fit 30 little vials in this bandolier all the way up and down.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome. All right. So yeah, we definitely do that. 100%. Okay. I think that's a pretty reasonable amount of health potions, don't you think?
Sure, yeah.
So we'll just go 30 on the potions of healing. Yeah. We've also got healing goop. And stuff like that. Yeah.
Healing goop?
Yeah, it says healing goop 2. 2d8 times 2 plus 2 healing.
Oh, yeah, healing goop.
I don't remember what that is, but anyway.
I don't remember what that was.
Yeah, I don't remember what that was either. Oh, it might have been the...
In the wizard's room?
Maybe something. Anyway.
Yeah, wasn't there a... Didn't we jimmy open something and find something?
It was in his nightstand.
Yeah.
All right, anything else?
I mean, there's a lot of pools, guys. You can drink... I guess, like I said, if anything bad happens, come back here.
Drink. All right, Graham, give me another free one that doesn't eat metal. We'll go from there.
Okay, you find one of the pools. It's on the map. It's this one is normal drinking water in every respect.
Okay.
Down to the taste. Take a ladle full of that. That's fine. The next one is the wine one, which you already know.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is dry. The next one is steaming and bubbling liquid. Do you want to try that one?
Sure, I'll try that.
Okay.
What could go wrong?
So it is, as you begin to drink it, you begin to gag as you realize that it's boiling salt water.
Just fucking troll wizard. First one's the best one, and then the rest of it's just shit. All right. The only one I don't drink that's safe is the mimic water, I guess. But what's the next one? The treasure water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the next one is the one that gave you the aura.
Uh huh.
Which
cool.
You still have.
Yep. Yep.
The next one is the green one, the undulating green one.
And that did nothing to the ladle, right?
Right.
All right, I'll drink some of that.
Okay.
I turn to a slime.
No, in fact, I need you to roll a d6.
Fuck yeah, dude. What could go wrong?
How many gelatinous cubes attack us?
One.
For the time being, your constitution is plus one.
Fucking, all right, bottle this shit too. Constitution plus one. That's...
We're going to be ladled down with a lot of stuff.
That's okay. That's okay. I'll just... you know what? I don't know what the gray one does, but a constitution plus... Like, score plus one, so it goes from 18 to 19?
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts. Yeah, I'm going to get rid of the silver one. I don't know what that did. But okay. I'm gonna fill up like a wine sack or something like that with the Constitution stuff in one.
Sure.
Because that seems really good.
I'm sorry. Did you say we could or could not snort some of the magical stuff to get spell slots?
Well, you can try it.
You can try it.
All right, I'm gonna snort the Constitution liquid, but try to get spell slots.
Don't snort all of it. Just get a vial of it and snort the vial of it.
Well, isn't it never ending? This stuff is never ending, right?
Oh, is this one?
Seems that way.
Keeps filling back up.
Yeah, but seriously, just put it into a vial and then do it that way. Yeah. Don't just like put your hand in the pool and be like, and then just take all of that. Like,
don't tell me now what to do, man.
I just shove my face in and start.
Back off!
I can stop anytime I want.
This is my constitution saving throws.
So, but yeah, is it possible to get spell slots from this stuff, Graham?
Well, you get a vial. You do the procedure. You take a point of damage whenever you smash it because nothing happens. Blast in your hand.
You just go rub your hand in the pool of pink.
I jump back into the healing pool.
Wee!
Oh, get him out of there.
All right, so what else we got, Graham? Any
So there's the green one, there's the fish pool. One of them is filled with what appears to be ice. And then one of them is very, very not filled very much.
Well, I'm going to drink all of them as long as it doesn't eat the ladle, right? So
okay. So you drink the green one.
Yep.
That was the constitutional.
Okay. Yeah.
The fish one.
No, don't drink the fish one.
You drink a piece of ice.
Yeah, I like the ice.
Okay, you realize that it's dry ice, so it's hot. It's like hot to the touch.
Yeah. Yep. What else is there?
The illusion water, which you said you're gonna skip.
Yeah, I'll skip that.
And the very last one has just a little bit of liquid inside, and I need you to roll. A
d6. Time to gain some
3.
For the time being, your strength goes up by 3.
Ah! Sorry, I'm at 6 strength score. That's okay. Can I take? Does this fill up again?
Yeah.
Shit, dude. Yeah, I pour someone's water out and I take that. So I got 2 flasks. Right. I got constitution, got strength, and then brandolier of healing potions. Let's go. Let's fight this dragon. I'm good to go.
You want a bucket or a wheelbarrow, maybe?
Listen, it makes you feel powerful and healthy. There's maybe nothing wrong with this potion.
I mean, we'll see, given time, if nothing adverse happens to you. We'll find out.
Well, you won't know which one's which now, will you?
No, that's why I'm not touching any of them.
If this works really well, I'm going to start putting this into meals.
Looks like I'm beating a lot of Tri-Tac.
Okay, let's go. This is good. This is good. I'm feeling pumps. So I get... How do you want me to put this on my score here?
You should be able to just change it, and then tell you to change it back when it wears out.
I just don't. All right, I'll make a note somewhere.
All right.
Well, shit. I guess before we leave, I guess I'll drink the Constitution and strength.
Oh, will you now?
Yeah, why not?
Do it. Drink it.
Fucking stupid not to.
Yeah.
So a 3 for that's my Constitution. And that'll be my strong.
Perfect.
He's like, check it out, guys. And it's like,
yeah. So, like, I try to like flex a muscle, but it droops down instead of going up.
All right, what happens next?
We head downstairs, I guess.
Okay.
Oh man, 6 strength. Oh.
I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna keep my distance away from him because he might explode or something. So
I'm glowing. I'm glistening. I'm fucking rippling. Good God, guys! I'm a Baywatch model right now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Why is he running like that?
The stairs lead down into a landing and again, and then down to a landing again. Mm-hmm. So it's 30 feet of stairs downward.
These stairs are much better than those other ones.
And you emerge onto this room that appears unfinished. It's half of it is unworked. The other half is worked stone, just like above, as if they were going to continue building down here. Mm-hmm. But there's piles of rocks, like mining equipment, pickaxes, jacks, timbers, that sort of thing. But it appears there has not been any mining activity for quite some time.
Okay.
Now, can I tell if this was what race particularly was using these tools? If they look human-made, dwarven-made, cheaply made for like slaves, kobolds.
Interesting. What kind of check would you propose?
I would say a history check because of dwarf.
Maybe even insight. I don't know.
Yeah, whichever one's better. I'll give you either.
For me, it is insight. So, 10.
They're relatively small, like probably too small for humans, but other than that, you can't get much else.
Okay. I don't know who was working these mines, but the height's a little short for humans.
Oh, wouldn't it be the kobolds that we met before, or the gnomes that we met before?
Unlikely. These are far too old, I feel. But I could be wrong.
I don't know any gnomes that could do this.
No, gnomes, your arm's too thin. Can't handle swinging the pickaxe around.
So once you've kind of gotten this sense of what this room is, you see that there are two branching passageways, pitch dark, but okay. Two branching natural passageways that lead in two different directions.
Graham, can you give us another sheet of map paper or whatever?
Oh, map?
Yeah.
Alrighty, everyone. Now, we've gone left and had something terrible happen. We've gone right and had something terrible happen.
Let's go through the wall!
Let's go down, straight.
Just down?
Yeah, just down.
I mean, we have the equipment here. We can't dig.
I think you need to... Oh.
We should be on it.
No, we're not.
There it is.
You've moved?
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to go on. I think you're set as a GM also.
Oh, so I have to manually do it. Yeah,
I've moved the players.
Yeah, no. I was looking at it. I was like, yeah, it looks like it works, but I don't know. So it looks some... Wow, fuck. That's a huge... Maybe, hang on, let me see if I can fix that real quick. Keep going, yeah.
All right. So you have two branching passageways, pitch dark. You notice that the glow around Gormung doesn't really do much as far as illumination is concerned.
He's not really useful like this. He could get spotted easily, which makes it better for the rest of us. You want to go, Grant, you want to go check it out? Just yell if anything tries to eat you.
You only get away with this because you keep us alive.
That's why I do it.
I will do my usual, scouting ahead.
Watch your pants.
What do you do? Yeah.
Always do. 24.
Okay, you are stealthy.
And yeah, I'm just going to stay ahead of everyone else and
see. Left or right?
Which way did Gormung want to go? Left, usually, right?
He likes to normally go left.
He likes left. Okay, let's go right.
Right is always right.
Yeah, right is might.
Okay. You head down the right passageway. As soon as you kind of begin to feel like unworked stone, just like natural cavern, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Yes, sir. 21.
Nice.
As a green slime falls from the ceiling and nearly engulfs you.
Ceilings.
Alright, so which way did we go at the start?
Right.
Going right. Relative right, I guess.
And as you guys see this, you guys look up at the ceiling and you see green slime, green slime, green slime, green slime. The ceiling is covered entirely with green slimes.
All right.
Oh my god!
Put my hands on my head and be like, oh, not again.
Pardon me, You're up. What?
No, I'm good.
You kill him with fire!
Good, get him with fire.
Is that sort of what this place looks like, Graham? A little bit?
No, it they're not like rooms. It's just passageway. It's natural.
Oh, more teeth intersections?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just like from this staging area, from this mining operation, it's two natural caverns that kind of like branch off from each other.
Okay, so like this then.
Yeah. So what happens next?
Well, we could slowly gut our way through these slimes. I mean, obviously the dragon is towards where the slimes are, right?
Maybe. Or it could be like got in the treasure room, if there's a treasure room.
I hide in between Grant's legs.
I didn't see no sign on the wall that said treasure room or not. Kind of just a cave.
Treasure room, not this way.
I think we should...
I'm not getting close to the slimes.
Okay. Well, Graham, I do the thing where I burn my way through the slimes.
That's fine. You can certainly do that. You've got the... How do you do that?
With my cantrip.
Okay. So you guys are behind Gormung. He's going through. He's one at a time, very slowly, about 30 seconds apiece, destroying, shriveling up these green slimes all the way down. It takes forever, okay? During that time...
Because no one is fucking helping.
during that time, the glow wears off. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Great.
And you eventually make your way, doing this very, very slow, doing this, but you eventually come to a fork, two ways.
Mm-hmm.
Not a T junction, more of a Y junction.
Oh wow! Changing it
one
up.
Of the ways.
A new letter.
One of the ways goes to the left, natural cavern. The other way to the right is natural cavern, but it's completely tunneled over or covered over with spiderweb.
Okay, which ones? Both of them?
To the right.
To the right has spiderwebs. Okay.
Yes.
Hmm. No, what kind of spider can make a web that big?
A big one.
Yes, a kind of spider I don't want to even see.
Okay.
I don't really like spiders too
so
much.
So we'll go to the left then, Graham.
Okay.
Up to you guys. You want to leave our backs exposed to the tunnel spiders.
I mean, is there any part of this place that will actually make you happy?
You know, I read a story that there was a place full of wine and women and gold. We haven't found any of those places.
Well, that place back there was full of fake gold and wine. I mean, that's two out of
them. I'm really debating going back there.
Yeah.
You want some of my wine that I took?
No, I'm good. I'm curious to see what it does to you.
Nothing! I'm invincible!
You did die. You know that, right?
I'm talking right now, aren't I?
So, yeah, we just keep going forward,
I guess. Continue left. Mm. Winding passageway. You don't find any way to go. There's no there's no junctions for a relatively long while. Actually, the better part of 30 minutes as you come to a larger kind of a circular room, and there's just you kind of carve a path through the slimes as you do. And while you are burning through green slimes, you guys see Gormung.
Here we go, boys.
He doubles over.
Oh.
Gormung, you have an enormous pain in your belly.
What could this be? I haven't eaten anything recently.
And you nearly throw up just from, it's just like an enormous cramp in your abdomen.
Is okay. It morning sickness? Are you really sick? Are you really pregnant?
He's actually pregnant.
You're actually pregnant, aren't you?
Maybe.
I mean, you should, really shouldn't be walking around like this if you're pregnant. Think of the child.
Yeah, who's okay. Who's the father?
Can we go get him?
You get to sweat.
Yeah, I can. I shake it off. I'm like, it's fine. It's what you sure. Get when you eat new things.
No, not really. I mean,
Gormung, I want you to make a constitution saving throw.
With the new con or the old con?
With the new one.
I mean, all of the stuff I saw you drinking, I'm surprised you're still alive, really. But that might be changing right now. Don't worry, I'll write it down all... Okay, on a scale of like 1 to 10, how badly are you? Does it hurt?
You shrug it off. It doesn't hurt too bad.
Yeah, I just sort of... I stand up, right? I'm just like, it doesn't hurt.
Pardon me? Just from passive medicine, he's probably developing a fever very rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But Gormung's a tough cookie.
He's fine.
All right, just don't pass out on us, all right?
Gormung continues to carve a path through the slimes. You come to one more sort of Y junction. Both of them appear identical.
Just still a natural cavern?
Yes.
Anything telling about either path?
Just like the rooms upstairs, just like the caverns up, or the tunnels upstairs, extraordinarily clean. Perhaps even recently.
Okay. Well, the cleanest one.
Wait, hold on, guys, hold on.
Right.
My dwarven senses are tingling. We're in a cave, we're on the ground. I'm just like kind of like walking around, just like, oh, doing like a little jig.
How much did you drink?
Spinning around. Like, that way. And I just go to start walking down the left tunnel. This is the right way, guys.
I agree. Okay. Left is always the right way to go.
Never underestimate the dwarven's intuition.
You've gone left the past 2 times, and we haven't run into any giant spiders, so.
Yes.
So you're walking left. Gormung, the slimes stop. No more slimes up on the ceiling. And you see ahead, you have dark vision, correct?
I do, yes, 60 feet.
See ahead a light source.
A light source? Okay. Is this in like a straight tunnel?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, all right, cool.
And it appears to be torchlight or firelight or brazier light. And that light is being refracted and reflected by a bunch of different surfaces, like a hall of mirrors.
All right. I turn to Gran. I'm like, do your thing, Gran.
Remember, if anything tries to eat you or stab you, yell. And we'll get there eventually.
I assume that you're going to be following me instead of standing there waiting for someone to get me.
Listen, if we follow directly behind you, we might as well not have you be stealthy.
Well, I mean, just, you know, you're still going to be following me. You're not.
Yes, we're not going to leave you alone, you big baby.
I'll get up on his shoulder. I haven't ridden on his shoulders in a while, buddy.
All right.
Scamper up.
All right, mate. Let's do this. 15. Oh, yeah.
Minus 10 for gags being on your shoulder.
No, that's all right. You managed to stealth your way up. Do you have your light on, or are you just following that light?
Following the light, yeah.
Okay. You make your way up to the source of this light, or rather the room where the source of light is. You can tell just by your what you can see from the edge of the tunnel is an enormous natural cavern, like where bats would normally roost. Okay, one of those huge bat caves.
Hmm.
But this is not occupied by bats. As you kind of get nearby, something changes. The entire field of view that you can see from one side of the cavern to the other side of the cavern in a straight line, almost like in a wall, turns vaguely translucent. You cannot see through it purely anymore. And then one section of this semi-translucent wall in the shape of a cube and then it comes for you, and you see that the entire wall, at least 20 or more gelatinous cubes made up into a gelatinous cube wall, and one of them has just gone slorp out and is coming for you.
I love it that you're just like, well, there's nothing here, and then you're inside of a cube. It's just like,
I look at Gags and I say, run. I run.
One step ahead of you. I yell over my shoulder as I've already been running.
Jumps up.
Yeah.
Ow, One last thing. Can you and can Grant and Gags make perception checks?
Yes,
I can.
I'm sure they're fine up there by themselves, right?
20.
Not to worry about.
I'm just like, no.
for everyone watching, can I just say that I'm pretty much rolling trash, but it doesn't seem that way.
All right.
Yeah, he has a plus 9 in his perception.
Yeah.
As you guys turn to run away, you do catch something in the hole which the gelatinous cube made, combined with your vision before the gelatinous cubes kind of turn translucent. You notice two things. One, the center of the room, there's an enormous brazier of coal and fire. Around the room in various locations are puddles, some of them rather large and deep, some of them just very small. Okay. And in the back of the cavern, sitting on a pile of golden treasure, is a hideous, bulbous, cancerous, malformed, oozing, pus-filled dragon.
Black. Always go left, motherfucker. Always go left.
Are there any fish in the puddles? Did we say that?
You're not close enough.
Okay.
You have to go through the wall of Julian's cube.
Okay.
Is it possible for me to light a...
So here's the thing. You guys are forgetting that we actually have an inventory thing. We have alchemist fire, we have acid, we have antitoxin.
Right.
Maybe
so you've got that brazier, right? Is that you said it was like full of coal and there's puddles all over the ground.
Yeah, in the center of this enormous bat cave there's this huge metal brazier full of coal and fire.
It's already burning?
Yeah.
Can I try to knock it over like behind us to try to block the cubes?
In the middle of the room, the gelatinous cubes are between you.
Yeah.
And it. Oh.
So it's something like this, right? Like big old room, and then gelatinous cube wall, and then.
Yeah, and to be honest, I would say it's about three times. Right there.
And then a big.
Yeah.
Big dragon. Okay. And then, that's my dragon. You like my dragon?
Sure.
Wow. Dragon.
Perfect. Why has that only got one leg?
It's reptile, man.
I thought that was its neck.
If only the viewers could see the majesty of that dragon.
It's so good.
It is
so good.
Okay, so is that the mouth and then that's one leg? It's that leg is like super short and it's like a pig leg? Have you got a pig leg?
It looks like a bird that got run over by a car.
That's, yeah.
Alright, Grant. About 10 feet at a time, the gelatinous cube is slurping its way over to you.
I'm running like straight off the Gags.
All right, there they are. Yeah. There's a few groups.
You slightly walk away.
Cubes.
You can briskly trot your way away from the gelatinous cube.
Okay. Yes. Yes, I do.
So what'd you find?
Guys, we got cubes.
Cubes everywhere.
I mean, I could have told you that. I mean, we're fighting a dragon that shoots out cubes.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wait, did I know that?
Yeah, you told us that.
I knew that. I told you that. Thanks. Duh, we're fighting cubes.
Find the cubes.
Well, we don't have an effective way of killing all the cubes. There's got to be a ton of them.
I mean,
right.
I mean, my only go-to tactic for beating them is getting swallowed by them. So
that's not a good. No.
That's not a good plan.
I mean, it worked. We beat it.
Echoing down the hallway, plop 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 plop.
Sounds like there's more coming. We should probably leave now, right?
Graham, I do the following thing. Can I set like a wall of alchemist fire?
How so?
Like, can I like maybe get some oil or something and like light like the walls? Like I just splash around the walls like in a circle or whatever, with the intent of having it burn for a long time. So that, you know, as they come towards us, they sort of just burn, you know.
How much alchemist fire do you have?
We have 7 vials of it.
Okay.
But we also have the oil for the light lamp thing.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought that was the gnome oil.
Alchemist fire and oil. You can make a good 10-foot swath of fire tunnel.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, the moment I see them coming, right? I don't do it now, obviously, because they're slow as fuck. But with the intent of, you know, having them kill them. Yeah, with the intent of having them kill themselves on this fire. That's the intent here, at least, anyway.
All right.
And, you know, I would finish any off that come through with, you know, my spell.
Okay. So they are being funneled down this tunnel in a line. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when the first you wait until the first cube gets nearby, you light the fire. You light the alchemist fire. It goes up in flames. 10 foot of flame as the first gelatinous cube makes its way through. As this happens, the rest of the gelatinous cubes halt and then move 15 feet backwards while the first one dies in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go.
Okay.
And the gelatinous cubes wait.
I throw fire at them.
Okay. Why don't you go and roll... You roll attack for that one, right?
I believe I do, yeah. It's just fireball.
Right now they are 10 feet away, yeah.
Yeah, so it is a int attack. Yeah, okay, cool. So I can throw it 120 feet, so, you know. 12
is good enough. It's hard to miss these gelatinous cubes.
That's what I was suspecting, so.
So damage? Oh, the damage is... Yeah, damage is not...
Damage is 3.
Okay. Gelatinous cube just kind of shakes.
Yeah, I mean, like... I don't know how long this is going to take, but we've got a lot of hallway, so... You know what I mean? Like, yeah,
there's got to be a more effective means of doing this. You can't just keep peppering the thing with your little lighter.
Well, I don't know. I got,
Graham,
I,
how tall would you say the ceiling is in that big room where the wall of cubes were?
Oh, the big room?
How many cubes high? Boop, boop, boop.
3.
There you go, so 15.
So about 15 feet
30 tall. Feet tall.
Or 30 feet 30 tall? Feet. They're 10 foot by 10 foot cubes.
Okay.
Sure, I will throw you over the wall if you want.
I was going to see if I can make my storm cloud again, but I don't think...
It's completely fine, I understand. Everyone wants to be thrown by me. It's fine.
I'll pass.
I'm not going to throw you. You're heavy.
I am. I am very fat.
Who is in the back rank of this tunnel operation?
Yeah, I mean,
Grant, I need you to make an intelligence saving throw.
And that's when he knew that he fucked up.
21.
Oh. All right. You turn around, you see that there is this blob of gray slime attached to the wall behind you on one wall. You can barely see it with your light, but as you turn to look at it, it scurries away around the corner. This hideous, terrifying gray slime monster with a little spindly tail just kind of slinks around the corner.
What was that?
I saw something, guys.
Of course you did. All right. No, at this point, I'm almost wanting to try the spiders.
Guys, should we just go to spiders instead? Like...
Maybe there's a way around. Let me be in character. Maybe there's a way around. Behind these cubes, if we go the other way?
Maybe. I'm just thinking that the spiders will probably kill us a little bit faster than the slimes will.
I can agree. I can attest to that.
I don't know if you guys have ever drowned in a cube before, but...
Yes, I have. Thank you.
I can't imagine it would be too nice.
No, it's not.
No.
I vote spiders!
Spiders? Well, there was another hallway way a bit further back, but that's like an hour away.
Well, I mean, by the looks of it, we've got cubes coming from behind us, as well as cubes in the front of us.
I can't say for sure it was a cube.
I'd imagine there's a lot less behind us than the ones in front of us.
But here's the thing. No matter how far we go, these cubes are probably going to eventually catch up to us. Well, especially if we go down another hallway and start fighting spiders.
Well, they've never been down the spider hallway because the webs are
Saying is that they will follow us, and then whatever we're facing down that other hallway, we will have cubes to our back.
Maybe they have only so far they can go. Maybe they're like guard dogs. They don't want to chase us so far. I don't know. They're catching up very slowly.
I'm while I'm doing this, I'm also throwing.
We're just like, he's like, whoosh, whoosh. I mean, we could try to collapse the tunnel, but need to get through there one day.
Yes.
I mean, I'm all for spider tunnel.
Well, there was an other tunnel when we first got in.
All right, Grant and Pudmi, you guys are attacked from the ceiling.
Oh,
why?
Grant does a 22 hit your armor class?
Hell yes.
Okay. I'm going to roll this in roll 20 because I don't have that many dice.
Oh, good.
Take 12 points of bludgeoning damage as this mustard-colored jelly slime monster, acidic pseudopod, has come down and just whacked you across the face.
Bitch, please.
pardon me, I assume 14 misses?
Yes.
Are they standing next to me, Graham?
And you were able to dodge. These things are 9 feet across, but they are amorphous jelly-shaped. And I guess to roll initiative.
Okay. I'm curious, would they have been close enough to me to either proc my sentinel or... Actually, you know what? I probably would have been busy throwing fireballs, so we're good.
Right.
Yeah. Initiative 13. Sweet.
You'd think I'd be higher up, but...
Nope. I boozled again. You thought the rogue was fast.
Yeah.
All right, Gags, what do you want to do?
Yeah, Gags. So it's just that yellow one?
There are two mustard jellies on the ceiling. And there is a seemingly infinite number of gelatinous cubes down the hallway. In about four rounds, when the alchemist fire burns itself out and is done for, those gelatinous cubes will be...
Did we use all the alchemist fire to do that?
Isn't that what you wanted?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I guess so.
As you've been sitting here discussing and throwing fireballs, you've killed one, two gelatinous cubes. They keep filling in. They seem not to mind, but that fuel has just been burning up.
Okay. So, but they are dying to it. Yeah.
That you've killed three total.
Okay. All right. So it is working. So I'll remove the alchemist fire flask from the inventory then. Yeah.
All right, Gags. What do you want to do?
How close are the yellow slimes?
They're on the ceiling, so they're in this tunnel. They're 10 feet away from you.
About 10 feet.
Gags, real quickly, you said that the wine you got was really potent, right?
It was really good. I don't really say anything about potency.
Because if it's fortified wine, that shit burns.
Graham, is it fortified wine?
I mean, you drunk it, right? So is there any check that he can make to see, like, it's kind of a dumb thing to say, but like, right, as a chef, fucking fortified wine, yeah, you can burn that shit.
You're going to have to experiment to find out.
Okay, why don't we make a napalm?
I pour a little out for my homies on the floor, and I'm like, see if it burns!
Oh, no, better idea, put it in a flask, and then light that flask on fire and throw it at a thing, because the idea is...
I don't want to waste it all, let's just test it first.
How much did you... Just put it in a flask and throw the flask at a thing.
It's in a flask!
So you only got a flask worth?
Yes! So I'll just bloop a little out, test it, see if it burns. If it burns, I'll sacrifice it to save our asses.
Okay, well, you can spend your turn testing it if you want, or you can just try it.
All right, set it on fire.
There's more back upstairs, by the way.
Sorry. All right, so you throw it?
Throw it.
Is it on fire?
I mean...
Yes.
All right, yeah, I'll throw it at the. I'll throw it at the slimes.
All right, make an attack roll.
It'd just be your dex modifier plus your. You wouldn't have your proficiency unless you have throwing weapon proficiency.
No.
I mean, you might because you're a bard, so.
That's a saving throw.
That's okay. Close enough. All
right.
Yeah, the flask of flaming wine just goes. Sploosh.
Okay.
Good throw.
If only we had orange
very
juice.
Weak.
If only we had orange juice concentrate, you know?
All right. The mustard jellies. They both, everybody in the area, you guys all begin to, they kind of like squeeze a little bit in, and pus vapor is released into the tunnel. I need all of you to make constitution saving throws.
Okay. Who's got the weakest kind of constitution out of all of us?
Me.
Simply me.
Okay, well, don't just say me. Tell me your numbers.
Me too. I have a 13.
Oh, yeah. I only have a 13 because I drank some goo.
Oh, then yeah, you.
Okay.
Graham, does this count as poison?
This is poison.
Okay, I have advantage on this then.
So we're making constitution saving throws?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Everybody except Gormung is slowed. You're at half speed, okay? Meanwhile, at the same time, the two mustard jellies will move. One of them will center itself in the middle while the other one moves to the floor.
Okay? Okay.
And then they will both take pseudopod bludgeoning attacks, one against Pudmi and one against Gags again.
Okay, I'm going to say that at this point, I'm probably expecting it, so I'd like to be able to do it, like, either a reaction... you know what? A sentinel. We'll do sentinel. Which is 5 foot from... A teammate who's 5 foot away from me, if they get attacked, I attack first. And if they get hit, they can't move.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So...
Gags?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gags it is then. I'll attack the one that is attacking Gags with the great axe. That's sharpened... Yeah, that'll fucking do it. For 21. Yeah, that's right. I got extra fucking strength now.
Ooh,
Plus 9. What's up? I'm going to write that shit down, by the way. Inventory. Flask filled with a constitution drink and strength drink.
All right, 21 damage. Okay, meanwhile, Gags, I got an attack coming at you with 17 to hit.
Yeah, everything hits me, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Take 14 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And then Grant coming at you with 26.
Grant,
oh, yes.
Grant or Pudmi?
Oh, I'm sorry, did I say Pudmi? I meant Pudmi, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
26 hits.
26 hits.
Just throw it. He's like, wait, don't hit me. Hit him.
Wait a minute.
10 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And then we go on to Pudmi. What do you do?
Pudmi. He's got mustard guys in front of him, so he is going to do that thingy thing that he likes to do.
Fuck yeah, that he loves to do that thingy thing.
Yeah, it's a thingy thing he likes to do. He's just going to... So, you know, the little pseudobug comes out, slaps him. He's just going to grab the little tentacle, and he's going to cast Inflict Wounds.
Okay.
So let's go to Inflict Wounds. It's that one. All right, 22. I assume that hits.
Yeah.
That at level 3, which does 23 necrotic damage.
23 necrotic damage?
Correct.
All right.
And that's it.
Gormung.
Okay. I'm going to wail into this cube that's attacking Gags. Fuck
me. My name is Gags, goddamn.
I could
mean the jelly.
Known each other.
Yeah, the jelly, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Like so first game. Attack, 13. Does that hit?
Still good enough.
Yeah, 21 for that. and okay. 12. So 42 damage.
Okay. The mustard jelly just collapses into a puddle of powder. Nice. All of its liquid emerges from its body. And I need everybody to make another constitution saving throw.
All right, Bunmi, this is like your thing. Why can't you just do this better?
19.
Right,
there we go.
Yeah.
21.
All right.
Good rolls. Oh my god, Gags. Gags the immortal. Gags on his own. Gags on some smell. So.
Gags, because you rolled a one, I'm going to say you're double slowed, which is not a thing.
So, wait, he's triple slowed now? He's like...
You're at quarter movement.
So he was at 35.
He's at 75 now.
He's just properly in slow.
And now he's at 8. Wait, yeah, now he's at 4?
Yeah, I can move like 4 feet at a time.
Okay.
And he has
like covered in slime. Just like
Gormon said it.
Yeah, I don't get any bonus actions.
Grant, what do you want to do? That fire is about to burn out.
Throw your oil flask on there, man. Come on.
But I need to see.
You need to oil the gnome.
Yeah, and we need the backup plan avoiding the gnome.
So what are you gonna do? Let a million slimes through instead?
Oil the gnome and throw them at the slimes.
Well,
oil me up and throw me away.
How is it that you, who's so reliant on oil to see, only have one oil flask with you?
Well, I didn't know our battle plan included sitting.
We always use oil for stuff. Are you kidding me, son? Good God.
Well, why are you, considering we always use oil, why don't you guys bring some of your own bloody oil?
Because we don't need it to see.
I don't need oil.
Yeah, but as you said, we always need it.
Whatever. Are you going to be a team player or are you going to be a piece of shit again?
I'm going to be a piece of shit again, probably. let's find out. I mean, like, look, this is the thing. We have to either get to the thing controlling the slimes.
Yes, but we have to kill all the slimes. There's a giant wall of them, remember?
Yeah.
But by my calculation, there's at least 20 of them.
But this thing creates slimes.
Yes, but we don't know at the speed at which he creates them.
Which doesn't mean we should just leisurely sit back and wait for them one by one to burn themselves.
Now, Gags, remember, you do have a billion fucking healing potions here. FYI.
Yeah, Gags.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know, in case you just were like, well, I move 4 feet and do nothing. <It's> like... So, you know.
Well, I mean, I could tell you, I can drink a healing potion. Well, I'm going to throw Bardic Inspiration around, like, I'm going to make it rain like a gnomish Bardic strip club with Sweet. Bardic Inspiration. But
I like it.
Is Gags close enough to put him back up on my shoulder for now?
Yeah, really? It is your turn.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Okay.
Count as like my bonus action, I guess. Maybe
that's a move action, I'd say.
Okay. How am I doing for? I mean, like, are we committed to this? Hey, let's sit here and wait for them to burn.
It's our job, basically.
It's our.
And I mean, I am in a. Pretty much a strictly support role at this point because I have nothing that I can really do.
So, I mean, the other thing is you could wait at the end of the hallway and just fire countless arrows down there, man. It's okay, there's still a wall of fire. You can shoot through the wall of fire and like maybe douse your arrows in oil, in just a little bit of oil so that they light on fire as they go through the fire. And just
rip off your pants. You don't need them anyways. Use it as a rag.
I need my pants. They stop.
No, just let the poo fall to the floor. You don't need to carry it around with you.
Look, feces can burn, okay?
Can I basically take a rearguard position? Because we did have shit come in and basically keep an eye behind and on the ceiling? Because there was that thing. I'm worried about that thing that disappeared.
There's still a mustard jelly over there?
Yeah. Are there still another mustard jelly?
Yeah.
There was two. We only got one.
Well, then hell, I should shoot that damn thing, shouldn't I?
Okay.
I'm gonna shoot that damn thing, shouldn't I? 17?
Hit.
And...
Five damage, because you didn't go stealthed.
All right.
No, but we are within 5 feet of the target, so he doesn't
need. Is it? I mean, I guess that's true because I killed the one that Gags was next to.
Oh wait, so, yeah. Are they counted? Does my sneak attack count there?
Go ahead.
Okay. Then that's 16. Because
I had to be 5 feet of that thing to grab it. So
yes, yeah. But you grabbed the jelly. Nice.
Gags, what do you want to do?
Okay, so who's
after me? Oh, wait, you can spit hot fire, right? Why don't you spit hot fire on all these slimes?
I throw my mixtape at him. Let me drop the mic. Stand back! Alright, I will, fucking Jesus. Gormung is after me in the order, right?
Yeah, I think
so. No, the oozes are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the party.
After that, it's Pudmi.
Okay, I give Pudmi bardic inspiration.
Oh. How long we do with this?
Well, I can help you on rolls and shit, you know?
How do you do that? How do you inspire him?
Are you dropping the mic? what is that strange device you have? Don't worry about it.
He sees me spit hot fire. I'll say this is for, like, I'll like whisper to him so the other guys like don't hear, like, I know that you've been keeping me alive, this is for you, and I give him I touch the bald spot on his head.
I'm glad you finally noticed that the paladin is doing his job.
On the ooze's turn, the mustard jelly will Well, Gags, was there anything else?
No, I got nothing. How far away is the mustard jelly from me?
It's like right here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll try to hit it with my rapier.
Okay.
Like, poke.
You are on my shoulder, so.
Right, yeah.
I'd say I have to give him a boost, and he's like,
just hold him out by his pants.
I don't understand why I click. Oh, there we go. Never mind.
Wow, dude, man. You have rolled 2 ones in a row. That's some fucking solid role playing.
Just
right,
like,
man.
Poke me in the eye with your right ear.
Take this.
Here's what you get for being helpful, bitch.
Thanks for carrying me, fucker.
Supposed to stick them with the pointy end.
The jelly will retaliate in kind.
He stabs me with a rapier.
Grabs the rapier out of hand and stabs you with it.
No. I was gonna say it makes its arm like
one. Space for 9 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the gelatinous cubes exhibit some strange behavior. You notice that one of them, the lead one, has stayed right there next to the ring of fire. All of the ones behind it have retreated. They've moved further away from you, back towards the main bat cave. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They have retreated. Gormung, Pudmi, what do you do?
Right.
So bardic inspiration is what? D4?
D6 on an attack roll or a saving throw.
Okay.
Yep.
Which I will be. I'll use an attack roll. I'm just going to stab the thing above me with a spear.
Okay.
22.
Wait, there's a thing above us now as well?
It's the second slip. Always buzzer jelly. For 9
piercing. Okay, fine.
Damn.
Anything else?
That's all I got. No, that's it.
Gormung, what do you do?
So paint me a verbal picture so my orcish eyes can see what I need to see. I'm guessing there's a yellow guy in front of us and something on the roof.
No, you guys are in the tunnel. Now over here, there's the ring of fire and all the gelatinous cubes over there. Okay?
Got it. Yep.
Meanwhile, on this side of the tunnel, there is a mustard jelly hanging from the ceiling, swatting people with its dangly bits.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've killed one of them that was on the ground.
Okay, can I hit this thing with a 5-foot attack, or do I have to use a spear or something? Okay, cool.
Well, it's a 10-foot ceiling, so you have to use...
Alright, so here's what I will do. I will first do a... I will use my my level 7 ability, Warcasting, to cast a spell, a cantrip, which is Blooming Blade. So I'll do that. For 13, so that's still good. That does 21 damage.
The mustard jelly perishes in a puff of pus-filled vapor. And all of you make constitution saving throws.
Yay.
Fuck yeah, dude. Okay. At least it's dead.
Pardon me.
Right.
23.
All right. Let's see. Maybe if I roll a 6 on this, I might be able to have enough.
So, isn't this, don't you have advantage on that?
He does, yeah. So you got a 13.
Oh, yeah.
13. Yeah, so everybody is fine. However, from the very first time that it did it, combined with the second time, you guys are all slowed. Gags is still double slowed.
I'm not slowed at all.
Gormung, you're not slowed. Yeah. Everybody except Gormung remains slowed until I say otherwise. Now, that one gelatinous cube is now just sitting over here. There's nothing on this side, just two piles of just like mustard powder. And you notice, Grant, you notice that little gray friend kind of slithers around the corner again. And then it kind of slithers back around the corner.
Okay.
I need you to make another intelligence saving throw.
Okay.
Gormung, there's a gray swarm behind.
You don't have to speak up. I can't hear you.
At which point, a lumbering, looks rather quick to your guys' slowed nature. It moves as fast as you can. Corner behind you in a gelatinous cube flanking maneuver.
Flight of the Valkyries starts to happen.
They're flanking us.
And gelatinous cubes begin to fill the back passage from where you came from.
Yeah.
And now it's cleared to the main cavern.
If you have
that last gelatinous cube, as that last gelatinous cube sacrifices itself in the fire and dies on purpose.
All right. Might I suggest I turn to Gags and I'm like, Gags, can you make that house again?
Sure. Why not? Oh shit! It'll block him from getting through.
That's right.
Yeah, but as soon as I leave the hut, it goes away. So I would have to. That would be my life now. I would live.
Well, we could still shoot out of it, is what I'm saying, and yeah. I have, and we can spend our time like burning all these cubes. So.
Well, you can only shoot like I think arrows and stuff. I don't think magic can leave it.
Magic doesn't go through.
Yeah, only physical objects.
But it does mean that you guys can rest and lose your slowness and actually be useful in combat.
I mean, I assume that all the progress we've made is going to be reset, basically.
We're about to be flanked, and you guys are slow as fuck, so I don't know. You tell me.
Just say.
But here's the situation we find ourselves in. In total, there are 30 gelatinous cubes. Okay. That means you need to deal a total of 2,500 points of damage. So can you do that with the stuff you have?
I can deal a tremendous amount of damage, but if I get overwhelmed, it's night-night, right? And I can't rely on my teammates to, at this point, because they're slowed, to be able to react and move fast enough to get out of this way, so...
Well, now, the gelatinous cubes that are flanking, they don't appear threatening. They just kind of sit there in the intersection, blocking the way that you came from.
Okay, that's interesting.
They're not bearing down on you.
Can I make an insight check?
Yeah, sure.
Or something to see if I can, like, get an idea? Because maybe there's, like, two factions here? And maybe they want us to fight these cubes? Like that might be what's happening here.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Always optimistic.
A 10, Graham. A 10.
Even with 10, you guys should be able to figure these things are funneling you to fight the dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so
they're blocking your escape route. The dragon wants to kill you and take your stuff. And it needs you to come at it before it can do that effectively.
The dragon's like, come at me, bro. All
right. So here's what I suggest we do. We go into the big room where all the cubes are. We make the hut
But you look down the hallway. You don't see any cubes anymore.
So that's what I'm saying. We go into the room where the dragon is. We make a hut, and we just chill and shoot arrows out of the hut until the dragon
rest up.
Yeah. I think that might be a good way to handle this situation. What do you guys think?
We could try.
How many spells do you have, Gags?
I've got 3 spell slots left.
And this is one of them, the hut?
This would cost a spell slot.
All right. You know what? I think that's our best course of action, boys.
I mean, I'll do it for sure.
Grant, how many arrows do you have?
3.
1.
I think I'm on about 20-ish? 20, yeah.
All right. Here's what I think should happen, Graham. If I was to say Eldritch Knight, an arrow, okay? Can I have Grant shoot that arrow and then me call it back?
No.
Is this like a talking dragon?
All dragons talk.
I think we need to deal with these cubes.
I don't think we need to deal with the cubes. The cubes are not attacking us.
Insight says otherwise.
What if Gags does his fucking thing where he just walks up to a huge, undefeatable monster and is like, "Hail and well met, dragon!" and just starts fucking talking to him?
Sure.
What's the worst that can happen?
I mean,
killed
the Destroyer of Worlds doing just that, so.
Actually, we pinned it under a thing and it had no reason not to talk to you because it couldn't move, so.
It was going to talk to me until you dropped that spike on it.
Which ended up having great ramifications. So.
It did, yeah. All right, so yes. Realistically speaking, how long would we have to wait for them to not move?
What do you mean?
Like they're slowed, right? Can we wait till they're non-slowed?
Oh, your party?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, within the end of the 10 minutes or so that it wears off.
All right. Okay, so I have an idea. I strip myself of anything of value and give it to Grant.
Maybe chug a few potions.
And I say, here, hold this.
Hold my beer.
I'm going in.
Hold my beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I walk up to the dragon.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
Why don't you drink a few potions?
I got this.
Drink a few potions before you go, man. You fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Let me
drink another potion.
Let me drink a health potion real quick, Graham. Can I?
Yeah, from the Room of Pools.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the Bandolier. Yeah. What is that? A D6?
You just go. Shit. I need you to roll 4d6.
All right. Sixteen.
You drink the potion. It tastes as though it has soured, and you take 16 points of poison damage.
Motherfucker!
Every time. I love it.
Oh,
I love it.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay, so I'm down to 5 hit points.
Alright.
Drink another one. Maybe it was just the bad.
I think that one was bad. Give me another. No. Don't we have normal healing potions that we brought with us?
Yeah, no, there is there's 3 normal healing potions left.
Oh god, can I please have one of those?
No.
I mean, sure, if you want, go for it.
So it's a waste of our resources at this point.
Is it?
You're a dead case, man. I mean,
this is
good. I'm gonna stay critically injured, and I'm still gonna go talk to the dragon with nothing of value on me.
All right.
Okay.
Well, if I'm gonna die, it's gonna be quick.
I would like to take a break.
I believe in you.
All right. Yeah, I would too. Jesus. Yeah, we're way over.
Yeah. Almost 2 hours. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Hey, guys.
Okay,
We'll be back in 3 to 5. Don't go anywhere. We'll watch Gags and Models.
Fucking hurt to drink it.
That's true. We could literally use it as poison, so that's not so bad. Graham, take it away.
Yeah, I believe you were doing something.
Yeah, so I've again taken everything of value off of me.
Are you like stock naked?
No, I'm not naked, but I mean I've got my shitty leathers on, like, you know, and that's about
I
it.
Would suggest going naked because
I would naked. Yeah. Can you be naked?
No. Think of it like this, right? If the entire purpose of the slime is to collect shit to put into a pile, right? There's not like there was bones, there's not like there was like leathers or just shitty items. There was nothing. It was starkly nothing. So if your intention is to just, you know, get these cubes to move out of the way, you would have to be like literally like flesh and bone.
Not even your loincloth.
Not even your loincloth. I mean, literally get rid of everything.
Yeah, I'll see how it plays out. So
you walk up, cube comes up.
I keep my clothes on and I walk up towards the dragon.
All right, so this enormous cavern, your footfalls echo through this enormous echoing cavern, the huge brazier in the center burning wildly. The ground is just sort of wet, just sort of moist. Over here, off to your left, you see a small puddle. Over there, you see a large puddle. The water is just almost entirely black, foul, stagnant, stinking, disgusting. At the very far back of the cavern, you know where the dragon is because you guys saw it before.
Right.
But it's kind of slinked back into the shadows. With your dark vision, you can see that this dragon is probably, let's say, 75 feet long.
Okay.
And it is bulbous and fat, though. You're not sure it could fly even if it wanted to. Its wings appear largely vestigial. And stuck to its body at certain places. It's got these enormous tumors and growths, and one of its eyes is swollen shut.
It's like a fat guy on a leather couch. During summer.
Well, it looks at you. You see a lot of its teeth are missing, but the ones that he does have are almost serrated.
So the wall of cubes, does he makes it through?
Well, they were on the other side. They're blocking our exit.
So the tunnel we came down initially splits off into the spider cave and then the one we're in now.
They went around and they came around.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, before I left, I just wanted to ask Grant, what was the dragon's name from the tale, the story?
It was...
Potato.
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 Yes.
Do I remember what the dragon's name was?
I don't remember what I called it the first time, but I know I'm going to call it now.
Okay.
George.
So, no, it has a set name. I gave it a different name, but it's the same thing. It was always referred to as Jewy Blex Incarnate.
Jewy Blex?
Yes.
Okay.
The demon god of oozes and slimes.
Nice. Sounds friendly.
So, right. Good luck with that. Yeah. I will be here.
So I sort of limp slowly towards the dragon. You know, I'm quite injured. Only 5 hit points left. And I kind of look up and I say,
Chewy Blix? Is that you?
I have a pizza here for Chewy Blix.
Kind of looks around, doesn't know, hears something, and then it kind of turns all the way around. So its good eye is looking at you, and its good ear is hearing you. He says, "Someone there."
Yeah, it's just me. My name's quite long, but you strike me as someone that likes things to be quite short. So you can call me Gags.
Why are you here?
I've heard nothing but great tales of your immense strength and power.
You lie.
No, I don't lie. I literally just heard it like 20 minutes ago. My buddy told me all about you. And me being a bard from the College of Lore, I thought, what better way to learn a new story? Maybe write a new ballad. Than to get it from the source itself. You look like you've been injured. Are you all right?
This is how I prefer things.
You prefer to have one good eye and one good ear?
And in fact, Gags, I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
As he fonts on you.
Done well so far.
Hey, all right.
You begin to feel the slight twinge of sickness before you shake it off.
Before I take what? Oh, shake it off.
Take it off.
Okay.
I also need you to make a wisdom saving throw because the dragon has a frightful presence.
Okay. That's a six.
That delicious six.
Sweet.
So you are frightened of the creature. Okay.
Okay.
Now all that really means is that you cannot move closer to it actively. Okay.
Okay. That's fine. I asked if it why does it prefer to have only like one good eye and one good ear?
Things. Are not well in the world.
What things?
Surely you know something of magic happenings to be down here this far.
I've definitely seen some things.
The nature of disease is perfect.
Creepy.
Do you cause disease?
I do now.
How did you gain that ability?
Time.
And practice?
And festering.
That doesn't sound very fun. So what is it that you do down here? You just kind of hang out?
I just told you.
You just fester, yeah.
So go write a song about that.
Well, I mean, that's maybe enough for the first verse. But I need a little bit more. Trying to think.
You guys can all hear this, by the way. He's not particularly quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, Gags? Yeah, no, he's fucking obnoxious.
Sounds angry.
So, I was upstairs, and it seemed like a lot of stuff was missing. Or had been moved. Have you been collecting things?
You can see he's sleeping on an enormous pile of treasure.
Well, I never said I was smart.
I choose to ignore it, Graham.
No, I suppose not.
Yeah.
I think it's going well.
If you had to go to a desert island and could only take one piece of treasure, what would it be?
None of your business.
I'm just trying to make friendly conversation.
I've curled up more on the treasure to protect it.
What's his name? Jewbreaker?
Yep, good old Jewbreaker.
Jewbreaker.
Jewy Blex, the demon god of
Ooze. Jewy Blex.
Jewbreaker. Of course you'd think it'd be called that.
Jewy Blex, I'm just trying to make conversation. I don't want to take your favorite piece out of your collection. That's all. I just thought maybe I could use it to rhyme with something.
I see there are more of you back there.
Nope.
Yeah.
He just hit down the tunnel. Yeah. Nope. Nothing down here.
Can I stealth, please?
Yeah, you can. Actually, you all can.
28.
Oh, God. This is at a terrible disadvantage, for I am a fat dwarf in heavy armor. What does it matter?
You know what? I will also stealth. Here we go. I'm at disadvantage as well. Fuck yeah, dude. Give me that 4.
Gormung and Pudmi,
I like the idea that my stomach rumbles from like just like, like everyone's like, I'm like, shh, and then it goes.
the whole area, the lair, nature of the lair is making that sickness exacerbated.
Yeah, it just like echoes off the wall.
Yeah.
Like a tight little fire just goes.
Says, go ahead and bring them out. I'm sure they have many goodies for me.
Oh, we don't really have much.
I come walking out clad in magical armor and weapons. hey there.
How's it going? Oh, sorry.
Bring them.
You know what? If I can get close to this dragon and put a fucking magical axe through its face, yeah, sure. Why not?
They're nowhere near as fun to talk to as I am.
I'm not coming out.
He breathes out of his nose, and you can feel that his breath is acidic just from that.
Okay. Can I take, can I swig some of this antitoxin that we have before we go in?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Give me that
shit. You didn't get that's just something we have.
Right? Yeah, no, it's a thing we bought called antitoxin. We had the thingy run with it, so.
Yeah, I'm just walking up.
I'm not coming out.
I give Pudmi an antitoxin as well before we go up. So.
Oh.
As they're walking.
Oh no, you have advantage anyway, don't you? So you're good.
As they're walking out, I'll say, Jewy Blex, are you happy here?
The more treasure I have, the happier I will be. It's not every day I see new treasure walking into my lair.
Oh, he thinks I'm treasure.
I walk up to it and I'm just like,
you know, I haven't seen a lot of dragons in my life, but I wasn't expecting this.
I have a constitution world of -1. As a charisma of -1. So, you know.
The nature of your world's magic has turned all of us into this.
Hoarders?
Dragons? Am I going to be a dragon?
Sick.
Oh. That's not as good.
So the way that we use magic makes you sick?
When magic was taken, the dragons suffered worse. Dragons are magic. They consume magic. They exude magic.
Graham, I snort the dragon. D12 worth of spell slots.
So we collect magic.
Does it help replenish your life force?
Somewhat.
Are there many more of you down here?
Have your friends remove their magic items or I won't. Otherwise, I will have them dissolved.
Dissolved by what? Your cubes back there?
Among other things.
What other things?
I'll have you know that you
I would share.
Yeah, sorry. I look up at the dragon. I was like,
I'll have you know you're sitting on a pile of gold and magical items that belongs to the Iron Wolf.
Oh, God.
Could I take a shot at his good eye from where I am?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude, do it!
I'd like to try and take out his good eye before we...
This cave is 300 feet deep, so we're talking disadvantage.
Wait, a bow is like 100 and... What is a bow? It's like...
While they're talking, could I attempt to get close enough to get a decent shot? Like,
I'm gonna have to make a perception check. You're pretty sure he doesn't know you're there and not focusing on you.
Okay, yeah.
I'm doing a good job of pissing him off, too, so...
And so, yeah. how high is the ceiling in here as well, where the dragon is?
It was 30 feet, right?
No.
This is at least 30 feet, if not... at this point, like... Where you were at the beginning, 30 feet, now it's kind of sloped up to about 80.
I like the idea that you use your lightning on the dragon, and then it fuses all the gold into just a giant cube on the bottom. I was like,
yeah, maybe don't do that.
I need 100 feet. Can you give me 100, Graham?
No.
Fuck.
Well, if you shrink yourself down, everything's 100 feet.
I'm going to take a... So is it just standard shot then...
You can spend a couple of rounds aiming, couldn't you? And give yourself advantage.
Well, I'll give it to you straight. Just take an attack roll.
Okay, sweet. 14.
Okay. The arrow, you guys all see this.
I just sort of look up at him and it's like, don't you look away from me, dragon, I'm talking to you.
The dragon kind of rears its neck up and back.
Could I very quickly shout four? Four!
I would like to do something to see if I can gain his attention again so that he doesn't get see the arrow.
I need you to make let's make a charisma contest.
Oh yeah, -1. Here we go, boys.
Okay, it's weird, like, charisma works in such a weird way, like, if you want to piss someone off, you still need to have a high charisma, right? So I'm gonna roll. I got an 8, Graham.
Okay, what do you say?
I say to him, and it's like, yeah,
you know, it's very rude to look away from someone when they're talking to you, dragon.
If at this point, you don't think he's gonna breathe on you like a dragon would... Instead, he vomits.
Sure.
On all three of you.
Okay.
I need all of you to make dexterity saving throws.
So bad about him.
Oh, wow.
Avoid the puke. But me roll is a 14.
I got a 9. So, why that's fun. Rolling?
You may have to reopen your character sheet.
All right.
You could also just roll a straight d20 with whatever it was.
What the fuck is going on with my...
Refresh internet? Your page, man.
Refresh.
I've never had to do this before. Well, I got a dexterity modifier 4. Can someone roll for me, please?
Yep, I'll do that.
Thank you.
Plus 4. You got a 10.
You guys all take full acid damage from this. This is acid damage.
Okay.
5 acid damage.
Does antitoxin fix that?
25. What?
Is antitoxin...
25?
Yep. Antitoxin is poison.
Is it?
This is acid. Yeah.
This is acid. Son of a bitch. And I need all of you to roll a D100.
Well, I collapse unconscious on the ground.
Again. All right. I'll need you to roll a D100.
Okay, someone roll me a D100, please.
Wow, you got a 3 on a D100.
That would be great.
I got a 91 on a D100. Yeah,
that would be terrible in Void Barons.
I was going to say, maybe save that for Void Barons, Floof.
No, see, if I was working on the ship, I would have rolled that 91.
Oh, yeah, true, true.
And if, you know, Henley was rolling on his psych or badness, he'd roll 3.
Grant, I know you're not there, but I still need you to roll a D100. This is something else.
All right, Gag, do you want Pudmi who rolled the 3 or Goldman who rolled the 91 to roll your D100?
Pudmi.
All right. Well, we don't know if Lowe's any good. 81.
All right. And I'm back in roll 20 right now for some reason.
So not only do you take this acid damage, landing amongst you are 4 other things. A blob of olive-colored slime, a pile of mold, 2 piles of mold of different shades of brown, and then another one of those gray ooze slithering things that Grant saw before, and they land amongst the 4 of you.
Okay.
This thing has just vomited 4 different types of slimes, molds, oozes, or jellies.
Okay.
Now we need to roll initiative.
Okay.
Because I'm further away, do I also get one at me?
No. I just wanted to. It spawns 4 things. That's one of your rules.
Okay, fair enough. I just wanted to know.
11 for Pudmi, 15 for me, 24 for Grant, and a 20 for Gags.
Yeah, I just lay on the floor unconscious because I'm dying.
But you do it quickly,
man. If only you drank one of those potions we got from the potion room, you know. Like...
No, I'd still be unconscious.
Grant, what do you want to do? Now, clearly, you guys don't know what these things do that have landed amongst you. You've not seen them before. These are not standard types of oozes and slimes that that you see in dungeons all around the world. These are dragon-based vomit slimes.
Okay.
There's a slime, 2 molds, and an ooze.
Okay.
Those are all functionally different things.
So, was I only able to make the attempt specifically for his eye because it was, you know, a surprise thing? Or can I try and take out his eye again?
You can aim, man. It's just a harder DC to hit a small target.
Yeah, so. No, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll let you try.
Okay. I'll do my stealth thing, although who knows how I'll do. 16?
Doesn't even hit his normal armor class.
No, sorry, that's the stealth.
Oh, that's stealth, I'm sorry, yeah.
And then my bow is 25?
25 does not hit his eye.
Okay. Does it still hit him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Was the stealth? Do I get my my sneak attack?
Yeah.
Okay. So 17 damage.
17 points of damage.
Yep.
Okay. Gags. Where are you, by the way?
I was standing kind of, I guess, towards, not I don't know, maybe 15 feet away from him.
Yeah, okay.
And but I'm actually laying on the ground 15 feet away from him. And here's my first death save.
Yay!
Ouch.
Yeah.
Okay.
The dragon, first of all, I need all of you make wisdom saving throws because of its frightful presence.
Yeah. 15. Wait, I might be getting my games confused here, but I don't think I can get feared, right? Or is that a different game?
Different game.
Oh.
If I had been alive, I could have imbued you all with
Graham, I scared the dragon with my 22.
Grant and Pudmi, you cannot actively move towards the dragon.
Oh,
Not a problem.
Here we go.
Okay.
I know what I'm doing for breakfast.
And then it will kind of move in within melee, like within head range of all of you guys, and it will take three attacks.
Okay.
Okay.
First with the bite. It's going to bite Pudmi.
All right. Can I get a great axe attack in from Sentinel? Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Here we go. Boom, 28. Boom, 21 damage.
Yeah. All right.
Fucking up dragons is my special.
Pudmi, does 20 hit you?
20 does hit.
Oh, shit.
You take 15 piercing damage.
That feels delicious.
And 7 acid damage.
Alright, that also feels delicious.
So you're just, it's just poison that you half, right?
Yeah, that's it.
And it will take its claw and swipe at Gormung.
Bring it, bitch.
Just FYI, if you looked at Pudmi on a scale of 1 to 60, he looks like a 3.
Okay. Gormung, 23 hits you?
Yeah.
13 slashing damage.
Okay.
And then it will look at Gags on the ground. It will look at Pudmi, and it will say,
"Coup de grace." And then
it will say, "Yield."
No problem. I'm just gonna like kneel on the floor and like have a hand on Gags' shoulder.
Its minions have not done anything.
All right, so my turn, you said?
Yep.
I second wind.
Oh, okay. God.
It's plus 7 now. For, Jesus. For 11. That puts me at 48 HP. Out of a possible 75. I will go up to it, Graham, and I will hit it. First with a blooming blade. Wow. Okay. That obviously doesn't hit. And then for my second attack, I hit it with the great axe for 25, which does hit for 21. I then action surge, and I will blooming blade again. For 23, is that good enough?
Yeah.
21, and great axe for 14, is that good enough?
No.
Okay. So I did, if it moves, it takes 2d8 damage.
Yes, you have dealt it grievous wounds. Pardon me, what do you want to do?
Boys.
He's going to just like drop the hammer and say, like, all right, don't worry, I'm not going to fight anymore. Let me, you know, I'm just gonna save my friend real quick. That's all.
That's it?
That's my turn.
Alright. Okay. The olive slime that is next to you
will offer you a menu and take you to your chair.
So what am I at, 1 hit point now, or am I just stable?
You're at 0. Stable. You don't have to roll anymore. Yeah. Death rolls, but you're not, you can't do anything.
Right.
The olive slime that's next to you doesn't move per se, but instead it grows toward you. It grows towards Pudmi.
You're gonna become a slime, bro.
It doesn't take any attacks or do any damage, but it just kind of like grows in your direction. The mold that is, on the ground in y'all's general vicinity.
So Graham, just real quickly, I had to walk up the mound of gold, right?
No, his head's pretty much down there on ground level.
Radio, okay.
I need Gormung. I need everybody down there who's not Grant to make a Constitution saving throw.
Okay. Is this poison?
This is poison.
Okay, so I get a advantage on this?
Yeah.
For
10.
I rolled a 16.
Fucking shit.
18 for me.
Well, Gags, you're super good at constitution when you're unconscious.
Yeah. Just so knock me the fuck out, please.
So just Gormung, you inhale this russet spores, and as far as you can tell, right now, nothing happens.
Great.
But you feel these spores get into your lungs. Meanwhile, the other mold, the brown mold, does something else. I need you guys. Brown mold. Here it is. The brown mold likewise does not move towards anybody, but instead it just kind of like spreads out. It grows in the area. Okay. And it nearly like starts growing onto Gags's boot. What happens is the gray ooze, it looks like a gray paint droplet. It slithers its way over and around straight towards where Grant is.
Aww.
And Grant, I need you to make an intelligent saving throw.
Okay. 10?
10. You take some damage. You take 2 points of psychic damage.
Okay.
As this thing has probed your brain and attempted to crush it, but it did not deal much damage.
It rolled, singing Rigatsly at you.
It rolled 4 on 3d6, so.
Grodd's brain is impenetrable.
Yeah.
It's hard to hit a small target.
It's got that stupid gene that Fry had in Futurama that makes him immune to, like, the brains.
The big brain, yeah. I'm winning again.
Grant, what do you want to do?
I would like to...
I will leave the planet for no reason.
Question. With the psychic stuff, can I still use my uncanny dodge to take half damage?
I'm going to say no. It's not something you dodge.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm going
but
to...
he dodges his fucking, like, reality as well.
I can dodge with my brain, right?
Brain shake.
I'm gonna take another shot at this dragon.
Fuck yeah, let's murderize this dragon. It's bloodied, so...
How does an 8 feel to you?
Your bowstring snaps.
Alright, then I'm gonna take a bonus action.
Get
stealth.
And poop down. Get
25?
No. Why didn't you stealth before? Right.
Well, because I get the sneak attack anyway. So I was like, I can hold my. I can,
yeah,
you
that's
know,
not
just,
a bad
like,
idea. Yeah, you're not wrong there. You're not wrong. Absolutely.
So I shout down at Gormung, I know what you're thinking, dickheads.
And then you come out of stealth. You come out of stealth when you.
Ah,
when you
shit. All
right. Gags, you can't really do anything.
No.
Okay.
He can gurgle. Every fight, I swear, guys.
Stop
every
that.
Fight. Yeah. And then, like, a little fart escapes. Just...
Oh, God. Yeah. I must have been the pink stuff. Oh.
Toxic spores. Okay.
The dragon will attempt to bite Gormung in half.
Okay. Bring it on, motherfucker.
Please, no dragon.
28.
Can I get an attack of opportunity on this thing?
For what?
No, I'm not using polearm, so.
Okay. So that's 8 points of, 14 points of piercing damage.
Okay. What did you say the attack was? 28?
The bite, yeah, 28 arm versus armor class.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. So what did I say? 14 piercing damage and 8 acid damage.
Okay, antitoxin doesn't deal with acid damage, so...
No. It will then claw you as well. It will rake its claw against you backhand style. Only roll 17 that time.
Yeah, no, that's no good.
That's no good.
Yeah.
Okay. It will chuckle to itself.
You ever been fucked by an orc dragon?
Gormung, what do you do?
I fuck it.
I don't know what kind of role to make there.
Can I chug one of these health potions, like the good ones?
Yeah,
I'm gonna do that. Is that an action? Like, what is that? If I sacrifice my movement, can I drink it?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So this is a normal. This is from the bandolier that we got. Okay. So how much health?
Wait.
Is that?
I thought the bandolier, that's what I drank from and it hurt me.
Yeah, but we have three normal potions on that.
Well, now we have two and then you're going to drink this one.
No. Gag's never had one before, so.
You didn't pop it for the spells?
No, he didn't. We had four when we started with that, so we popped one of those. So, how much health do I get back?
So 2d4 plus 2. Wait, is it greater or just regular?
I have here... Potion of Healing, Bandolier.
All right, so 2d4 plus 2.
Yeah. Six, okay.
All right.
What else? And I bring down the thunder and the lightning. Hang on a second here. I'm curious, Graham. Is there any way that I can, like... get an idea or some sort of, like, if I was to burn it, like, what role would I need to make in order to find out, like, its elemental weakness, if it would have one? Like an insight?
Yeah, I'd rather do not insight, but, like, arcana or history, something like that, or nature.
Oh, okay. I do have that nature book. Could I have read about this dragon in that book?
No, I don't think that nature book is not.
Okay, related. Sure. So arcana or what was the other one you said?
Nature.
I'm going to use nature because arcana's not really my style. It's the same role, but 9. No, no good. All right. Okay.
No, you obviously know that, yeah, you're not sure much of anything aside from its acidic nature.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to just come down with the great axe again, I guess.
Okay.
So two attacks. 18?
18, it just misses.
Fuck me. 26 is good, though. For 21.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all I can do. Unless I can use my bonus action to drink another potion.
Didn't you do that already? Or that was your move?
That was my move, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sweet. 2d4?
Yeah.
Oh, that's better.
Okay. Pardon me, what do you want to do?
41, boy.
All right, so I got a little slimy thing growing at me. Gormund's trying to mate with the dragon. Don't know where Grant ran off to. Gags is gurgling on the floor. But me is the slime is getting next to him. He's just like, you stay away from me. And he's just going to, like, cast a shield of faith, not shield of faith, sanctuary upon himself. And keep him away. Hopefully keep that slime away from me.
Okay.
Even though I'm still not doing anything. That's it. That's my turn. Very short.
Okay, that's fine. The slime, the olive slime that is growing in your direction, let's see. Now, here's the thing. While the olive slime doesn't make an attack, per se, I'll give you advantage on the saving throw that for Sanctuary, because I know what you have to do that. Mm. So the slime is attempting to numb your, it kind of gets on your foot. It tries to numb your foot, okay? Trying to slow you down enough to grow over you and absorb you, okay? I need you to make a constitution saving throw. This is poison, so I guess you get advantage anyway.
Yeah. All right. 17?
17's good enough. You're not numbed, but this thing is now kind of latched roughly onto your foot.
Perfect. Oi, I'm not for eating. Get off me.
The other mold has now grown onto, or one of the other molds has now grabbed onto Gags's foot.
Oh, don't eat him either. He doesn't taste very good, I assume.
You see the blood rush out of his face.
Out of my face?
Yeah. As it siphons heat from your body. I need you, Gags.
I don't look so good.
Gags, I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, you're dead. You should roll good. No, I take it back.
That's a 5.
Okay. How much do you need to die from massive damage?
Your maximum hit points, I believe.
Yeah.
So 44.
You take 26 points of, well, it's really necrotic damage, really.
Oh. Okay. Back to saving throws.
Yeah, he's back on saving throws.
The other mold, it does not, so Gormung choked down the spores from that thing. It seems inert at this point, though, so it seems to not be doing much.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the telepathic gray ooze has found Grant by virtue of his thoughts. Telepathy.
Fucking orcs. I hate orcs so much. Orcs are just the worst. And it's like, oh, there he is.
And now it will attempt to, it's got a pseudopod comes out and it strikes at you like a scorpion.
Awesome.
Grant, how does 11 hit you?
No.
You told me everything hit you.
No, that's me.
No, that's good. Yeah.
I have a armor class of like 3.
Plus you're naked, so.
I'm not naked.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so that didn't do much.
Your armor class is, I don't want to dirty my sword in this name.
A little splash of the Great Ooze's materia gets on you, and you feel stinging, like it's acidic as well. Okay?
Okay.
And then we go back up to Grant. What do you do?
Restring my bow.
What? No, my bow broke, mate.
The string broke. You can restring it.
Did the string break, or did my bow break?
You can use an action to restring it.
Okay, yes, I will restring, because I can't approach the dragon, can I?
No.
No, you're afraid of it.
Yeah. I'll restring the bow, and can I take a shot, or? It's probably...
No, you can't, because that's your action.
Okay. Too... Yeah, I'll restring the bow. That's what I'll do for this turn.
Okay. Gags, death saving throw.
Here we go.
Get a 20. Don't roll that one.
Get a 20.
Just not in that one.
Why would you even bring that up? Hey!
Because, like, secretly on inside, I kind of hope for that one.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
I mean, you're being eaten, so it's fine.
Let's see. The dragon's going to use its tail. It's going to smash Pudmi into the dirt.
Why would you do that to me?
Huh? If he attacks Pudmi, I get a great axe attack. So let's do that.
I'm such a nice person.
Ooh, 16.
I didn't do anything to this dragon, really.
Not good enough.
It's 24.
24 will hit me, yeah.
You take 14 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Does this still have sanctuary though, right?
Yeah. I haven't cast anything, so.
Does 21 hit you still?
Yeah, 21 hits me.
Alright, so you still take the damage.
Sanctuary is a target makes a wisdom saving throw. The attacker makes a wisdom saving throw to attack me. Mm-hmm. And if it fails, must attack another target.
Oh, I'm sorry. So wisdom saving throw then? Yep. How about 17 passes?
Yeah, that would pass. Okay, yours is like a 15 or something, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And because I've spent so much time with Gormon, I have assimilated his orcish resilience. No, I'm at 0.
Damn. Okay. Fuck. I hope I can kill this dragon.
Gormung. It's going to attempt to grab you with its claw.
Okay, is this like a strength opposing check?
This is a grapple, so you get to pick athletics or acrobatics.
Athletics, 100%.
Yeah, it was good.
How's a 21?
All right, it rolls a...
strength of dragon.
It rolls 20, so you are able to deflect.
Yeah, it comes at me and I'm just like, bitch, please!
Punch the hand away.
Bitch slap it.
Felicia.
Die, Felicia.
And it will use its bite attack. It's not going to bite you. Instead, it's going to consume Gags.
Whoa!
No Gags.
Sweet.
Well, if I kill him and then like make him poop him out, it's fine, right? So
yeah, we can still resurrect
through.
Goes down and bites through the dirt, taking up a huge chunk of dirt along with Gags and swallows him whole.
He must be sick. He's eating the dirt.
Gags, I'm gonna say that's a. It is an attack, so I'm gonna say you take an automatic failure on death saving throw.
I think it's two for every attack, right?
It's one.
It's one.
Okay. If it's a crit, it's two.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Cool. All right.
You guys are gonna have to cut him open like.
Oh, dude, he's poison. Gags is poisoned.
Gormung, but he's the embodiment of poison and disease. Yeah. I don't think he really. Gonna bother.
What am I doing? I'll give you two answers, Graham. Fucking shit. Okay, so here we go. Great axe. Yes! There we go. Yeah. 21.
Yes.
19. Damn it, that's not good enough, right?
Yeah, it is. That's his armor class.
Fucking 42 damage, bro. Let's go.
You have seriously blood. This thing is covered in cuts and blood. It's got pus and yellow ooze coming out of its.
Why don't you run away,
bitch?
Hey, you know what? I will make an intimidation here, if that's okay.
Yeah, you can try.
Intimidate the poison dragon.
I'm trying to make him move even 5 feet because it'll just he'll get struck for 2d8 damage.
You need to beat 23.
23? Oh, I can do that, maybe. Damn it.
No.
You couldn't do that at all.
Pudmi, what do you do?
Pudmi does the great thing of death saving throw. He rolls a 2, that is a failure.
Oh, damn, dude!
Alright, the olive slime will begin to numb your body as it begins to consume you.
Right.
It consumes both of your knees.
Good, I didn't need those. I'm short enough already.
But once it covers you like a blanket, it will begin to assimilate you into its form.
Right. So, well, now last time that first attack was a con save. Do I have another one?
I'm gonna say since you're unconscious, you can't like even actively resist.
Okay.
Nothing adverse happens to you right now, but it is going to eventually. All right. You know what? The dragon consumed the brown mold along with Gags. So I'm gonna say that separated it. So you're fine there. The Great Ooze is going to attempt to attack Grant again. It's going to get back at Psychic Crush, which it's going to do as well. Okay. So intelligence saving throw.
Yes, sir. 14.
14 is good enough.
Yeah.
So you take half damage of 2 on that.
Okay. Like half of 2 or 2 damage?
2 damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's going to make its pseudopod attack. Does 16 hit you?
Armor class is 16.
Alright, so only just. I'm sorry, no, 15. It's got plus 3.
Yeah, then no. It doesn't.
So 15 matter. Just misses, yeah. My mistake. Okay, Grant, what do you want to do?
I'm gonna shoot that dragon!
Shoot that dragon! Maybe.
14, no.
Damn it, bro.
Yeah, that's my turn.
Do you want to maybe stealth? I don't know.
I'm helping. No, I don't actually, because that slime thing can find me, and I get the.
You're worried about
No. It has to roll to find you, bro. It just rolled well enough to find you.
Did it?
Yeah.
I was pretty sure it just psychically found me because it's a dick.
I don't know. Okay. Well. Okay. Cool.
Don't worry. I have a plan.
It's a plan to like. maybe hit this dragon with one arrow and kill steal for me?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I have a plan. Okay. Don't worry. We're good. Regardless of what happens, but, well, yeah.
Okay.
The creature in his ultimate rage has managed to recharge his acid breath.
Breath, really?
All right. So it will vomit oozes and acid. I need you guys to make dexterity saving throws.
I don't think I can make this one.
Does this include me?
No.
So please. Just me when you say guys? Yeah, you mean?
I have an auto fail. That's another hit. And then a failure.
Oh, come on, man. Oh.
Gorman,
you take 21 acid damage.
Fuck me. Are you serious? God damn it. Okay.
And I want you all to roll another D. I want you all to roll a D100 for me.
Oh, no.
A question mark?
Roll D100?
Roll?
58.
15!
Another gray ooze comes out. Another olive slime comes out.
Oh, we're just rolling for what comes out of the thing?
Yes, a black pudding comes out of its nose.
Ah, black puddings. Dicks.
And a stun jelly comes out of its... Like it's
jelly like sack.
Like its mucous membrane in its mouth.
Okay.
Meanwhile, it's going to try to bite you, Gormung.
All right. Fucking bring it on.
Natural one. Natural one.
It explodes.
The last thing you can do is going to try to swipe at you, okay? This is it. Natural one.
Okay.
One.
So is this the basic bitch blue die that you're rolling? Like,
this is peach.
Oh, color. That's the orange. Yeah, that's that peachy one that we used last week.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hug me. Yes, saving throw. No, I'm sorry. It's Gormung's turn.
Oh.
I'm going to use my movement to quaff that last potion. If you okay. Allow me.
Yeah.
One. It was 2d4 plus 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
7. Okay. 27 HP left.
Yeah, because I skipped you. Go ahead and make a death saving throw while you're in there.
Come on.
Hey! Alright.
Gormung, what else?
I'm going to attack twice with the great axe. Here we go. 17?
No.
23.
Yes.
21 damage.
This thing is down to 1/5 of its hit points.
It's all right. I can kill still, guys. I've got this.
Believe.
Pud me.
All right. Come on, Pud me. You've never let me down before. Please, RNGs. Praise Pud me lives. Nope. Fuck. Rip Pud me.
Is he dead?
Dead. Pud me is dead.
Oh, dead, shit.
Dead. But me.
The olive slime slowly consumes Pudmi. The black pudding, stun jelly, olive slime, and gray ooze form a dog pile and begin to dissolve Pudmi's corpse.
Okay, that's fine.
This is fine.
I mean, as long as they're not coming after me, man. You know,
Pudmi was gonna die from a slime the very first time we went to the dungeon. I lost my hair to a slime, and now I die with slime.
Yeah.
Grant, what do you do?
I take a shot at the dragon with my short bow of the tits.
No.
What?
Yeah.
How can you hit literally everything in this game aside from this thing?
Take someone else's turn.
Please. Yeah, just make a death saving throw.
Last one, mate. Oh, no, you passed your last one, so you...
Yeah.
Nat 20. You must live.
Cut your way out of this dragon with your
this
teeth.
This is where he rolls to that one.
He stabilizes.
Hey! So what, now I'm conscious inside the belly of a dragon?
No, you just stabilize.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm stable inside the belly of a dragon.
You will begin to be digested shortly.
Fantastic.
Congratulations. You manage to live. It's not going to make a difference for you. Yeah.
Okay.
The dragon, like many creatures in here, will look at Gormung and it will say, remove your magic goods and you can leave.
I'll say back to him, get your fat ass off my treasure.
Okay. It's gonna try to bite you.
Okay.
Oops. Natural 20.
Well, yay! I have 20 AC, so it doesn't hit me. All right, yeah. Do your worst, Graham. Let's go.
Let's do this.
Nine piercing damage only. They roll really low on
that. Okay, awesome. Sure.
But 16 acid damage.
Okay, so what's that? That's 25. Okay, that's cool. Still up.
Wait. And then we'll do the same kind of claw motion at you as well.
Bring it on.
29.
Dude. Yeah, that'll hit.
That'll do it.
12 slashing damage.
Okay, so I go, and then I go, not yet. I come back from the dead, bruh.
I still believe in the archer.
Yeah.
Gormung, it's your turn.
Damn it.
You are both at the end of your ropes. Your allies are near deceased. 15 doesn't cut it, though.
Fucking, fuck. Come on, man.
I'm deceased.
16 doesn't cut it either.
What the fuck?
Now, this is just your fault now.
Says the guy who didn't even... Like, you're having trouble with... One slime.
Unimportant.
One slime.
You're supposed to be our closer. You're supposed to be our closer, mate.
Do something useful, please.
I will. I am.
I'm working on it. All right. I'll get there.
Grant, Hudmi's down. These slimes are consuming him.
He's like dead and dissolved.
He's dead. He's parts of him are dissolved at this point.
Yeah, I'm gonna finally pull out the best shot in existence.
Well, now you'll miss.
Nat 20. Or just 20.
Oh,
it's close.
Just 20. Just 20 hits.
Yes.
You get your sneak attack.
27.
Still stands.
Six!
You know, if you were doing shots like that the entire time, it would be dead by now.
Only just.
Yes.
Take a death saving throw. Oh, you're stable.
Yeah, I'm stable, yeah.
Take damage.
Yeah.
Take damage and go back to zero, bitch.
The dragon will take this opportunity to attempt to eat Gormung. With his last show of defiance and his last action before he dies, he will attempt to take a Gormung with him.
All right.
16.
Ha! Miss.
Now we will take a claw attack at you.
Oh, that was his last action, though, Graham.
He's got 14.
Woohoo!
And then he's going to take a tail attack now.
Uh-huh.
At you. Swipe you.
Okay.
26.
Fuck you, Graham. Fuck you, Graham. Alright, yeah, he skewers me with that, so...
So you got, so Gormung's there, he's going back and forth, he's swiping, he's dodging, and then all of a sudden just this tail comes down and deals 13 bludgeoning damage.
I'll do it.
I was at watch one, so like, you know, now I'm at zero. So technically he only deals one damage, Graham.
Yeah. Grant.
Yo.
Grant, come on, man. You got this, dude.
Kill this thing. You and cut me out of its stomach.
This thing is laughing maniacally. He still doesn't know you're there. This thing is laughing maniacally to himself in his triumph.
Make sure you go into stealth.
Point.
Before you attack. Yes,
because there is no ally near him now.
I mean, there's one inside of him, so.
So.
Yeah.
Does that count?
I'm inside of it.
It has to be an active target.
I'm going to stealth. Bonus action. 24.
Yeah. That'll do it.
And now I'll shoot it. Shoots it with my bow.
Yeah, boy!
That crit.
Oh my god. You fucking kill stealer.
Unbelievable.
I mean, you can't kill steal from dead people. What?
I'm not dead, mate.
Yeah, give me a second.
Your incredible fervor for the death of your friends. You jump.
Can it be that like Pudby's like behind him on his back? He's like, "Don't worry, Gant, you have the shot." And I just like, I grab his wrist, yeah. Like there.
No, you push the poop back into his butt. And then...
Sorry.
How much damage?
Oh.
Holy shit! That is 30. That is 42 damage.
The arrow, just as you originally planned, through the eye. Comes out the other side, hits the wall, bounces back, comes back in.
Like lands in the hand, I put it back in the quiver.
It slices open the dragon's belly, Gags slides out on a slip and slide of bile and bodily fluids. And the dragon, with all of its might and all of its honors and all of its treasure, collapses in a heap on his treasure pile.
Boys.
Dead.
Unbelievable. Awesome.
Dick.
Being the only active party member, what do you do?
Do the slimes all like...
What? Yeah, do what the slimes like... Yeah, are they so...
The slimes all like disintegrate.
Brilliant. Okay. Yes. Well,
the plan works.
I'm going to go down and slap Gormung awake and, of course, Gags, if I can.
Okay.
And then we should probably bury Pudmi.
Yeah.
Is there anything left to bury?
There's like 3/4 of you is still okay, but it's like a weird like diagonal swath. So like your head, your chest, and like some of your abdomen is still okay, but everything else it has this weird olive colored crust.
Did they get my beard?
Yeah.
Damn.
No, you're now completely bald.
He died the way he was born, hairless.
And covered in muck.
Yeah. With half of a body.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
Should we bury him and get all the scrap upstairs in?
Yeah, I think so. Right. Can we, before we do any of that, like, maybe... You know what? Let's not rest here.
I don't trust here. There are still spiders.
All right, so Graham, using our uncanny ability to sense magical items, what do we find in this pile that's not just gold?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Okay.
We find a dwarf.
God, those fucking potions of healing. Oh my god. I don't know if we didn't have them, it would be like.
I need.
Can we short pun me?
Because Pudmi needs something to do. Pudmi, I want you to roll a D100.
Can do.
Don't fuck us from the grave, man.
Okay.
I'm gonna do it.
A collab of sharpened.
Find a scroll of dwarf resurrection.
There's something about a wish down here. Maybe we can wish him back.
Yeah, fuck him. Let's get something else. Let's get something cool.
What's cooler than a dwarf?
Two Pudmies.
Two Pudmies.
I want you to roll 2d6.
Nice.
So 11,000 gold pieces.
Thanks, Pudmi. Still don't
roll back. Roll 2d6 again.
Does that mean that Gags is still sliding down the pile of coins because it's so large?
It's not hitting his head like clunk.
It is a hoard in every sense of the word. There is 8,000 platinum pieces.
Fucking oh, duck, man.
Shit.
We can buy our own country with this.
I need you to roll 2d4. There are 3 miscellaneous objects of art, whatever they may be.
A giant picture of the dragon. He's just like,
I need you to roll. What are we at? 76. We're gonna roll. I want you to remember this, pardon me. We're gonna roll once on magic item table F, and 1d4 times on G. So I want you to roll 1d4 so we can know what that number is.
On G.
Two. So once on F and twice on G. Let's do that.
Okay. Could one of the pieces of art be a very scantily clad woman?
So yeah. One on F and one on G, is that what we're doing?
What do I roll for that?
1d100.
1d100, all right.
This is magic table F for those of us playing at home.
94, that's good, right?
So you guys find a ring of mind shielding.
Oh, I would like that. Yeah.
Okay.
My mind is shielding.
And this is twice on G, right? For the last two. 98, you guys find a wand of the war mage +2. I'll tell you what that does in a second. And you also find a shield of missile attraction.
Missile attraction?
Yeah, that's like arrows fly toward the shield rather than toward your body, I assume.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Unless it's just like IMBs just fly from the sky.
So while holding this shield, you have resistance to damage from ranged weapon attacks.
Oh. Not that we've ever been hit with ranged weapon attacks.
No, not yet.
Well, I've tried to hit you.
What else did I say? Wand of the War Mage?
Wand of the War Mage.
So just like Pudmi, just like a ghost image of Pudmi up, and you're like, thanks, Pudmi. I'm just like, but the image of me is, you know, I've got a full head of hair, my beard's all nice and trimmed.
While holding this, you gain a bonus to spell attack rolls determined by the one's rarity, which is +2. In addition, you ignore half cover when making a spell attack, so this is really for spellcasters.
Sweet.
And the other thing was a ring of
mind protection, mind shielding, yeah.
While wearing this ring, you are immune to magic that allows other creatures to read your thoughts, determine whether you are lying, know your alignment, or know your creature type. Creatures can telepathically communicate with you only if you allow it. You can use an action to cause the ring to become invisible until you use another action to make it visible. If you die while wearing the ring, your soul enters it unless it already houses a soul. You can remain in the ring or depart for the afterlife. As long as your soul is in the ring, you can telepathically communicate with any creature wearing it.
So I like the idea that Grant dies at some point and I put on the ring and he's like, hello, Orc, and I'm like, fuck.
I can't get rid of this guy. Yeah, I would like that ring.
Yeah, don't.
Can I haunt the ring? Let me haunt the ring.
Yeah, poo me, haunt the ring.
I just like rub it on his nose.
Wow, that's cool. So the one mage, how does that work exactly?
Spell attack rolls, right?
You cast spells through it, and you add +2 to your spell attack rolls. And you also ignore. You also take half cover at all times. I think what is it?
It ignores half cover.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So range, since spells are ranged attack spells, they can be defended against by cover, and so.
I don't think that's going to be very useful to me because both my attacks are two-handed. I think so.
I'll take it then.
So the shield is interesting. I might take the shield since I can use it with the axe, the great axe. Oh, wait, no, it's a great axe. It's a double-hander, so I can't do that. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the little...
Oh, and I'm sorry. Of course, the center of this horde is the multicolored rainbow stone on a pedestal. Like it looks like a meteor.
All right. So just out of curiosity... Or I guess Floof, do you want to be wished back?
It's really up to you guys.
It's up to you. Are you more interested in starting a fresh character at this point, or do you want to come back?
I assume Pudmi would have had an agreement, bring him back or not.
Yeah, like this is something that we would have talked about. Like
no, Pudmi has always kind of tried to live his life without regrets. So if he's dead, he's fine with death.
Okay. Fair.
I know he wants to die.
I mean, he sat down next to a dead...
Bad.
Yeah. Okay. You
always wish for infinite wishes.
So this rainbow-colored stone, it's about the size of a basketball. It's got areas that can be chipped off if you want to. So the books that you found mentioned that you chip pieces off and eat them and grants a wish. That's what it said, anyway.
All right.
Can finally get that taste you're looking for.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Uh Okay. All right. I know what I want to wish for. So I take a, I go up, take a chip off.
Yeah.
I eat it.
Tastes fruity.
Okay.
It's like a Skittles
chewy. It's a fruity pebble.
Very much a fruity pebble.
So I say, I wish that I would be, hang on, I'm trying to work out the best way to word this. So, in layman's term, without me saying it incorrectly, Graham, I want to be able to eat things without recourse. And I also want to be able to like gain health from eating things.
Yeah, but you don't want to say I wish for an iron stomach because then...
yeah,
like, well, right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like ultimately, I want to be able to like just eat anything, and have it have me regain health.
I wish everything I ate would grant me health.
Vitality.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Now what I need you to do is roll a d20.
Okay. Come on, crit. Here we go. Oh, 15. Okay, that's pretty solid.
Gormung, your wisdom score,
okay,
is +3 permanently.
Congrats.
Like, it can't go any higher?
No, I'm saying that it's not a temporary +3. It's a permanent +3.
Like, as in it goes from 14 to...
17.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
Okay. It's not so bad, I guess. What about this eating thing? Did that happen for me?
Well, you don't know.
Okay.
You're gonna have to find out.
I pick up a coin and try and eat it.
You choke.
Damn it.
Back. Gags. Yeah. You're up, man.
Yeah, I'll take a chip off, and I want to wish for the ability to write the greatest story ever told.
Okay.
So you're not going to wish for better jokes?
No, because even these then would be like, no.
Yeah,
roll a one.
I like the idea that you die. Roll a one and you write a tribute to the best story ever written.
Yeah, it's not the real story, it's just...
You couldn't remember the greatest story ever written. Oh, no. This is just a tribute.
Yeah.
All right, I need you to roll a d20.
All right. 18.
Damn.
Oh, boy.
Rip bags.
Yeah, because I need to make a charisma saving throw.
Okay.
Oh, God.
For God's sake, dude. The hell is wrong with you?
One. Oh, my
third
God.
One already.
And this is your best score, too. You're rolling at a +5 with this shit.
+5.
Jags, you... everything for you goes bright white.
Okay.
You feel immense pain in your head, like the worst headache that you've ever felt. Your health drops to 0. You're still conscious, but you're on the ground now.
Okay.
And you guys all see something happen. Gags, you're on the ground. You're starting to convulse. You are in the fetal position as something crawls out of your body.
Oh. It's a poon me! Oh, poon me! But it's a little miniature one.
But in soil, maybe he'll grow.
It doesn't crawl out of you physically. It is like your soul is crawling out of your body. It is a small gag-sized film negative version of Gags, and it crawls out of Gags's form.
It's Nega Gags.
It's Nega Gags. It looks like a film negative. His skin is very blue. He's got these dark red piercing eyes. Gags, Brian, I'm going to send you a thing that this Nega Gags says. I want you to say it in the opposite of Gags' voice. I want you to say it in the most gruff, like the dragon. I want you to say it in the most gruff,
manly voice.
That you can.
Okay.
What's up, bitch?
I used to be a Navy SEAL.
Until they kicked me out for being too hardcore.
Alright, I'm gonna send this to you on Skype, okay?
Oh shit, let me open up Skype.
This isn't a wishstone, guys, obviously. This is a roll a d20 and get fucked up by things.
I mean, it works right for you.
Yeah.
Isn't everything.
Yeah. Oh, it's the worst up here.
Alright, I got it. You ready?
What?
You ready?
Okay.
Yeah. It says, Negagag says,
I am here. I was nothing. You are something. No. No. Soon.
And then vanishes in a flash of light.
Boing. Yeah, whatever, Gags. All right.
Now, Gags, you're conscious. You've seen this. You saw this.
Okay.
With my new wisdom score, I would like to make an insight check. I'm just, like, it. I pull out my reading glasses, Graham, and I put them on.
Well, then. Get out like a parchment and a quill, and you're like, yes.
And I was like, it seems that your ephemeral internal badness has escaped.
I take off the reading glasses and I put them back in my upper pocket.
Okay. Gags, you know exactly where the anti-Gags is at all times, and he knows exactly where you are.
Okay.
At the time being, the anti-Gags is 3 stories above you.
Okay. Is he, like, outside or still in the dungeon?
Whatever that means. He is 3 stories. He is 30 feet above you.
Oh, okay.
She's, like, in the rock. He's like, I didn't think this through.
I've glitched into the wall. Fucking programmers.
I say 3 stories. I guess this room counts as 1. So maybe he's more than that. He's 3 floors ahead above you.
He is 90 feet above you.
So am I, but so I'm at 0 hit points, but I'm not unconscious?
No, you're just, it took a lot out of you, let's say.
Okay, so I'll just put myself at 1.
You look like you just took a really big shit.
Yeah.
The type of shit that makes you wish that you were dead.
It's like you just had a massive curry.
Yeah.
Eat like you pooped your weight in poop.
Right, I'm chipping and I'm eating. And Grant is gonna say, I wish ladies found me attractive.
I wish my sphincter was a little more reliable.
I mean, I considered it, but that's just an integral part of Grant, to be honest. No. He just views that as natural functions. Roll a d20.
I love this game so much.
Yeah. Not 18. 3. You resurrect a dragon.
Yeah.
No.
Worse.
You begin to cough. So can you cough for us? You guys all see this, and then, Grant, you, and a enormous key comes out of your mouth.
Finally, I can unlock my chastity belt.
Big Falcos love me.
Mysterious vomit key.
You unlock the chastity belt and it's just like a Ken doll down there. There's just nothing. Fuck.
Have Graham, you seen my charisma score?
Yeah.
How many times does this thing disappear? Can we keep eating it? Like, what's going on?
I think 1 is the limit. All right, I have a key. Do I know what it is? Is it just
No.
Sweet.
I take a chip of the stone and I put it into Putney's mouth and I massage it down his neck.
Pudney, roll a d20.
Alright. Zombie Pudney, yay!
Just walks around on his hands and is like, here goes.
Pudney's corpse bursts into flames.
We should have just buried him, really.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, just for the record, if we'd have rolled a 12, would we have burst into flames?
No, I got a list here, but it's more like, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So what happens to the stone now that we've all taken a chip?
Nothing?
Still there.
Would you like to try and take another chip?
Gormon? Yeah, sure, fuck it, why not?
No, that's a really bad idea. I'm pretty sure historically that's a very, very bad idea. And I remember this.
Graham, I take a bigger chip and I put it in my mouth.
Roll D20.
And I eat it. What could go wrong?
You could die like I did.
Yeah, that's true.
Burst into flames.
A one.
Now.
He did the gags.
I'm excited. Here we go.
This is something you know innately. It's not something that anything outward happens to you.
Uh-huh.
Every dragon ever can detect you when you're within 10 miles of it.
Sweet.
Awesome.
And so the days of slaying dragons for Gormung ended.
Can I detect dragons? Like, does it work both ways?
No.
No? It's like, well, I hope they're hungry.
Okay, so question. Do we know what what burial rites Podme wanted?
Flames.
Yeah, only flames.
Aside from being set on fire.
Char grilled.
Gormung, have you ever tried seared dwarf flesh?
No, that might be the flavor I'm after.
So you did you not have any like specific requests?
No, probably just have a kegger, you know, back when you get back home. That's pretty much all ever would have wanted.
So should we just bury him here and then? All right, okay, guys, I have a question.
I'm turning to ash as we speak.
Well, not for you because you're dead.
Right.
But for the other two, Gags, Gormung.
Yeah.
Right, we're under contract, correct?
Yes.
To gather magical items and send it back to...
Iron Wolf, come on, you know his name.
Yeah, to the wolf. It says nothing about money, right?
No.
No, it does not.
And all the money that is... everything that is non-magical that we loot from here is ours.
Right, so we now have got a crap ton of money, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
I mean... Do we really need to keep working for this guy? Like, can't we go and set ourselves up somewhere pretty?
How are we gonna get all this money out of here?
Well, let me tell you this, just from out of character.
Okay.
I am in a position now that I wasn't in when we started this game. So I'm more than happy to let you guys leave the dungeon kind of stuff and go do something else that you want. Because right now, this is easy for me to prep. But I'm stopping one game, so if you guys want to go and do other things, I can prep more interesting stuff. So it's up to you. You guys can take the money and run. And
Dragon and Hunters!
We will be dragon hunted.
Yeah.
You got like dragon the worst ability. All right.
My wisdom says that this is a great idea.
And I smolder in anticipation.
Basically, Grant asked that question to the party.
Yeah, basically, Grant is like, you know, we've almost died a whole lot of times, and he's ignoring the fact that Pudney's still
so some of the, let me tell you something about Graham's games, and Brian knows all about this shit, but Graham has this instinct ability to weave together just some of the most interesting aspects of Dungeons and Dragons ever, and make a story out of it. So yeah. I'm willing to go continental with this.
Yeah, like off the rail.
I'm willing for that to happen. And I think that'll be really cool, to be honest with you.
And this dungeon will be here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Say come back.
So we can probably maybe say to the Iron Wolf, like, hey, you know what? We've found all this magical stuff for you. I'm willing to pay you for this magical gear that we have. You know, we've got the money.
We do.
And you can take this stone. This very powerful stone. And that should 100% free us from any debt.
Sure, yeah, give him the wish stone.
And we just need to somehow... So, does anyone have any sort of, like, magic that helps us move things? Like, can we use your house in a way to help us move things? Like, does if we put things inside of the house, does it close? And then when you open it again, are those things in there?
I think it's more like a tent than a house.
Does that work? Because if that works, we could just be like, okay, let's just move all the gold into that house. And then when we're ready to put it into a bank, we just, you know, open it up and take all the bank.
I'm pretty sure once he recasts it, everything's gone.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
I mean, how about, like, we're fairly safe at this point, aren't we?
I would say maybe not, but okay. I mean,
there's the spiders, but all of the oozes dissolved, so we can assume all of the oozes dissolved.
Yeah, there's no more cubes or anything, right?
Yeah, and that was the only thing in this place,
right?
Or as we've seen. So we could rest up maybe, and then start, getting all the crap up to the surface.
So
Once you dump all those spoiled health potions, you're free of a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much could we effectively carry if we just go for like the ones that have the most value first?
Yeah. So if you take the platinum pieces, you can. It's 10 to a pound.
Okay. I can carry a fucking shitload, so...
Right. So there was 8,000 of them.
And the
800 pounds worth.
Could I, Graham, Eldritch, attune myself to a big chest? And then teleport that chest with gold inside of it? Because if I could do that, I could effectively just have like a...
While we're finding out about that, couldn't I go up and get the gophers to get us something to help us here? Like,
we only got the one gopher, right?
Yeah.
I thought we got more.
He probably would have gone back to get more gophers.
Yeah.
I mean, what if... How smart is he? What if he actually brought us actual gophers? They're not going to care that much.
I don't know why you wanted it, but I got some gophers for you. It's like,
here are gophers.
I'm saying no because it does say one weapon in the book.
Yeah. Well, okay, I can. So okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna. I'll.
Weaponized. What if I weaponize the chest?
Put a spike on it.
Even if you did, I would say that the. Just forget it.
It depends. Like, let's say... Oh, man. I was going to say, if I level up, I get a second level spell, and I don't think I get any sort of, like, horse or anything spell as an Eldritch Knight, so...
I'll go up and get us something. What can we get that will help us with this?
Backpacks.
People.
Backpacks. People?
Backpack. Sure, we can pay people to help us. Like, look, you can keep a few handfuls of this shit.
Yeah, how about I take
a donkey?
How about I take some money up with me, and I'll send the gophers out for people, backpacks, that kind of crap. We'll get this moved up to the surface.
Okay.
So, Grant is going to go.
Yeah.
How much can I carry with 22 strength, Graham?
That's a very good question.
Shitloads, I'd imagine.
A bunch.
All right. Cool. So this is the biggest problem of Dungeons and Dragons.
Yep.
Loot.
It always has been. Always will be.
Always will be. Yeah.
The bookkeeping.
Yeah. Okay. Because I'm about to level up, I'm like, yeah,
I'm sure.
2,500 points away from leveling up. So.
Me too.
That's a good question. What level do you come back as?
I believe he said at the beginning, one lower than the lowest, right?
Yeah.
So I'll be fives.
Yeah. So, yeah, because I'm at...
Oh, no,
I'm at level seven, yeah, so you come back as six.
I'll be at six.
All right, let's see.
So, yeah.
All right, so let's go buy some help.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll go buy some help and some.
Well, Grant, as you begin to make your way upstairs through the natural tunnel, through the area with the normal mundane stronghold stuff and make your way all the way back out to that octagonal room. Mm. There's that really long hallway before you get there, and you hear speaking before you get there.
Okay, I'd like to get stealthy with it and
okay, go ahead.
Get sneak up
on
it.
Sneak up on the talkie talks. See if I know what they're saying. Stealthy.
Get back, Graham.
do I disappear and no longer know I'm here?
When you get right up next to them, you can see that it is, if you recall, a mind flayer.
Yeah, oh, this dickhead. Okay.
A Efreet, the fire guy, and the fish guy.
Okay.
Not only that, back from the dead, the Earth Genie and the Air Genie. Okay? And they are there having a meeting, a clandestine meeting to discuss the nature of what's going to happen next and whatever their plans are going to be.
Are they speaking in an infernal?
As far as you can tell, the Mind Flayer is speaking telepathically, and they are responding in infernal, primordial.
Primordial, yeah. You gotta wonder why all these signs are in infernal when these guys speak telepathically and...
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
Assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Strange, isn't it? How strange. So... Dragon, isn't it?
So what are they doing? Just
chilling? Just talking. No, they seem... The Mind Flayer seems angry as much as he can, as much as he or it can. Grasped in one of the... Genie's hands is this large, oversized, archetypal key, like brandishing it at these people.
Does it look anything like my key?
No, it's huge and it's made of solid gold, and yours is just kind of like a brass, unadorned, unspecial key.
Okay.
It is the Efreet that is holding the key, and he's brandishing the key like a weapon. And in fact, he turns it around to point it like a weapon at the Illithid, at the Mind Flayer. And the Mind Flayer kind of like backs up, like taken aback by this course of events, as if he was holding a gun at him.
All right.
The Mind Flayer does something that calms the Efreet down. He turns back to more of a calm state. And he is going to do the following. If I can recall what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay. He takes the key. He takes it as if like a dagger, and he slices it down, like straight down. As if cutting like a piece of fabric or like a skin or something. And he will... And what happens is that a rip in space-time opens up. Just like when the Gith Yankee... When the Gith showed up. Those three alien elf dudes showed up. Just like that. And the four genies go through. At the very... Right before the... Efreet goes in, he will hand the key to the Illithid, and then the Illithid will close the portal, the four genies gone, and the Mind Flayer will then exit via the same, the hold wing. He will not close the portcullis, he will not lock the door, but he will leave.
Okay.
So which direction did he head in?
The hold.
The hold.
Okay, this is the octagonal room. Right, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to be like, weird. Okay, let's go sort out this money. So yeah, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to organize this thing.
All right, you make your way upstairs. You make your way upstairs to the, the staging area. Remember the big room with the well?
Yeah.
The first room. You begin to make your way up the stairs when all of a sudden I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
There shines a shiny demon
in the middle
of the road.
And he says,
14.
Throw me some die to dodge my attacks. I mean,
come on, dude. You can do better than this, can't you?
You take 32 points of fire damage as the lone chimera that was left behind is now guarding fire on you.
Remember when I said we should kill that thing before we move on? And you're like, nah, fuck it, let's go. And I'm like, all right.
So,
I said, nah, fuck
me
it,
and Grant, go. Sorry?
I was talking to Henry.
Me and Grant now will roll initiative.
No, we won't. I'm down.
Oh, you're down. Okay.
I can get you by Chimera, motherfuckers.
Grant never comes back.
I don't know why we let him leave in the first place.
Shit.
Grant, what are you doing here? It's too early for
you. Hey, Pudby, how you doing, man? I got burned too.
Yeah, there's no way that you're alive now. Like, there's, like, literally, like, that thing probably would have crushed you and eaten you and...
I was like, running up the stairs, and I'm like, oh, boy, finally women will like me.
Graham...
You always did want a hot body.
How long would we have realistically waited for him to come up and down?
It would probably take him an hour to get up and an hour to get somebody, an hour to come back, and an hour to go down. So right, probably 4 hours.
Probably
about
like
enough time to get digested by a chimera.
So that would have been a long rest, yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, that's still not a long rest.
Okay. So.
But you can spend hit die if you want to.
Yeah. Okay. It's your class hit die plus your constitution modifier. Yeah.
Yeah, and you have a number of them equal to your level.
Yeah. Okay. So. I have to get to 75, so I have a lot of... And you start at 1, right? Yeah.
Just a tip from beyond the grave. You may want to heal up before you go anywhere.
That's what I'm doing.
That's what you're doing. That's what resting doing.
Six.
So, and, what happened afterwards?
Pretty much nothing. I wished for something and it came true.
You guys are not speaking to each other.
We can't talk to each other in that life.
I will tell you this, Grant. You're not dead.
Aww. Oh,
okay. And I will explain whenever they come to find you.
So, you know, I'm just, it's that scene you always see. There's a river, Grant's on the side. He's like, what happened? He's like, no, go back. It's too early for you.
No, you, as pardon me, you'd be like, Grant, come on.
Come here. It's if I'm dying, I'm taking you all with me.
They have pie.
Gags and women. Gags and hormone. What are you going to do?
Well,
I was only able to get up to 33, but that's all right.
I'm at 69.
Nice.
Nice.
We have to head.
Yeah, I'll leave it at 69.
At this point, I'll say, be like, Gormong, it's been a while.
I understand. So I'm gonna pack my bag with as much of the platinum as I can, Graham.
Yeah.
How much is that, do you think?
In your satchel or your bag?
Yeah, my bag, yeah.
Probably get a 1,000.
And I can probably carry, like, what, 100?
Yeah.
What is 1,000 platinum?
The problem with coins and the problem with in D&D with coins has always been, it's not about weight, it's about bulk.
Yeah.
It's about volume.
Yeah. Okay.
So like a satchel, you can probably carry 1,000 gold. That's like an army rucksack.
Sure, yeah.
So
is there any gemstones here that would be of more value than that?
I don't know.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, there's not.
Is there any chests in here? Like, do they have a chest? Can I put some in a chest and carry the chest?
Oh, dragons hate chests. They want to see their gold all over the place.
Okay, all right. Well, I take one mournful look back at the pile of gold that we're leaving behind. And...
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Head on up.
All right, yeah.
So you guys make your way all the way up? Up.
Yeah.
Through the dungeon, through the complex, back to the octagonal room.
Yeah.
Don't see anything amiss or out of the ordinary.
Okay. Yeah.
Keep Move going. On to make your way out of the dungeon complex. When you get to the staging area with the well.
Yep.
There is blood everywhere.
Okay.
As well as one corpse.
Well. Okay.
and the corpse is of an orc, a full orc.
Oh, is this the, would this have been one of the brothers that we left behind?
Do you remember just a second ago, Dave said that I have a knack for weaving together stories and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Azog, your cousin, went to go get an army of orcs to help you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Grant, you wake up groggy, chained to a post, but groggy, as a canteen full of water splash into your face. And you're confronted with a dozen full blood orcs. And then as you look over the hill at the top of which you are chained, you see what looks to be 10 regiments of full blood orcs, an army, in fact, outside of the entrance to the dungeon.
I don't suppose any of your women are you?
They slap you across the face.
Ow! I'll take that as a no.
Oh, classic.
All right, what do you guys do? Find an orc corpse, blood everywhere, char marks.
Does he have any recognizable clan insignia?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah, the clan that you would recognize, yes.
Okay, it's like...
Yes, the Ram's Eye.
It looks like Ram's Eye is...
So, I mean, are we safe?
I suppose. Define we. Perhaps they ran into Grant on the way. I mean, he did piss them off a lot. It wouldn't be surprising to have him, I don't know, tied up and bitch slapped on a pole for a little bit of time.
Well, I mean, I'll just stick close with you because they'll probably just step on me.
So, 1,000 platinum is 10,000 gold, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, just checking. I climb up the well.
Yes, you climb up. You guys both climb up. You see the same thing that Grant. You see Grant at the top of the hill. And you see about 10 regiments of orcs. Soldier is a strong word. These guys are more or less nomadic, like horsemen and barbarians and stuff like that. So they are more or less in 10 clumps. That's okay. the standard military division of the orcs, clumps.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
And they are very surprised to see you. You see a chimera chained to the side of the building. Like, all three of its necks are chained together, so its heads are right next to each other. The dragon head has a enormous slit in it, right across the neck here. And it is snarling and growling and trying to get off, and it's not breathing any fire. But you see your cousin.
I woke up.
Whose name I don't quite remember, so we're going to call him Azog, because that's what I think his name was.
Yeah, I woke up and was like, Azog, you're a man of your word. You're an orc of your word.
Ah, Gormung. We're hoping you were going to meet us here.
Yeah, we decided to head back down and see what else we could dig up. There's dragons down there, brother.
Dragons? More than one.
Oh, we've only found the one.
I killed it!
He helped.
This one's yours, right?
I look over at him and it's like, yeah, but you don't need to tie him down for a little bit.
He was charred pretty good by that thing, by that beast over there. We took, not only were we able to save your friend, we were able to capture the beast as well. Quite fortuitous.
I'm sure that thing would catch a fine price to a collector or something like that.
Yes, indeed. It seems to be a female as well. Perhaps we can get some, eggs.
I don't think that will happen. The mother, the brood mother, was significantly larger than that.
And dead. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Good. Yes. Well, the way would be to ransom this one back to his people, his tribe. But I guess that to you, isn't it?
I sort of like smirk at the fact that I could earn Grant.
Can I get down now?
Shut your mouth. You're a slave.
You're like 300 feet uphill.
Yeah.
It's like
so you're like shouting.
Hello.
And so and I'm just like.
So no women then.
So I'm scratching my chin at this and
back across the face from out of frame.
I look over at my at the brother orc and I'm like, what do you price him at?
I'm just playing around. We'll let him go.
Oh, maybe put it in his mind that I bought him. That actually would be pretty funny.
You owe us one. Two, as I count.
For the dragon and...
Well, we'll head down there and finish your work for you, I suppose. See what else is down there.
I tell you what. We're entitled to one particular room. If you help us take what is ours out, we will give you 2%. All it is lifting.
Are you speaking orc right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the rest? The rest of the rooms?
The rest of the ruins would be yours to pillage.
All right, he holds his hand out for the traditional orcish sign of agreement, yep. Where he spits on his hand.
Yeah, I spit on my hand too. And
yeah, and then he smacks you in the chest with it and wipes it off.
Yeah, I do the same, I guess.
All right, and then you embrace, he snaps his fingers, they let Grant go, and they roll him down the hill.
Yay! Am I so glad to see you guys?
Yeah, you are bloody, burned. You've got two black eyes, and your face is swollen from being punched several dozen times.
How about we go and find some ladies now?
he says, and he smiles, and one of his teeth falls out.
Yeah, just like.
And cut to black.
Yeah, awesome. That was
credit,
fucking
roll credit.
That was a nice wrap up.
I like that it would zoom in on the spot in his teeth now. It's like,
yeah. Freeze frame. And then, the credits are going down. There's just a black and white photo of Pudmi, like, smiling. No hair. And... It's like, him having a slime fall on him, setting himself on fire.
Yeah, I'm on fire. I'm just, like, panically resuscitating someone. I'm like,
It's all the bloopers.
Yeah.
it's like Pudmi, and then the slime falls behind him. He's like, guys. And then, like, boom in the shot.
And then he's, like, running in safe gags, trips over himself, like, rolls down.
Yeah. And then we get a picture of Danny DeVito being put into makeup to play Pudmi.
All right. The end of that leg of that game. So
yeah, sweet. Awesome, man. What are we looking at experience wise now that keeping in mind that we lost a party member, so we only have to split it three ways.
You're not wrong.
Pudmi, if we all get to level 8, you start at level 7, mate, so it's not so bad.
Don't talk to me. I'm not here anymore. Of course, the medic dies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you kind of just sat there and took it, so, like...
I had 3 health. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah. Heal yourself, bro.
I had no spell slots. I had one that was saving for him because he actually died.
If I knew that, you could have taken one of the health potions and just been like, well, I just... Whoop.
Too late now.
Too late now.
You guys each... take 8,000 experience points.
I'm at level 8, bitch.
I'll take those.
I'm at 39312.
I'm at 37.2.
Ooh, you bumped up to fucking level 8 as well.
Yeah.
I'm at 39299.
Nice.
Don't know why you have more than me, but I don't like it.
I don't have any.
Level 8
for now.
So you start at level 7 though, man, so it's not so bad.
Yeah.
I just had to think of what character I want to play.
Yeah. Druid. Healing spell. Healing circle druid. Who knows?
You guys heal yourselves. I'm done healing you.
Oh, I mean, I can eat things now and heal myself, right? So, like,
you can be a human with me, and you can be my more attractive older brother.
I like the idea that, yeah, he meets Naga Grant, who's attractive, useful, and doesn't poop himself.
Hey, I killed that dragon. Incidentally, my plan that I was talking about was using the plane shifter as soon as Gormung went down.
That is such a bitch move, dude. Holy crap. True.
But that nat 20, if I hadn't have hit the dragon and killed him, I was going to use the thing to run away.
So you can show up on the para-elemental plane of ooze and...
Yeah.
Basically, I was
then there's like 7 of them, you know, and you just
I know. But like, that was the plan, basically.
I like the elemental realm of leeches we went to that one time. That was a lovely place. Great weather. Nice,
yeah. Yeah.
Natives were a little hostile.
Come back up with the river Styx.
Alright. So what's level 9?
We just hit 8 and you're already thinking about 9.
No. What's level 9 experience points? Because I need to put it on this thing here.
I think if it went back to the river Styx, I'm just there. I'm like, so I'm just talking to the boatman, like, hey, how's it going?
Like floating along.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, you guys wanna hop in? Ready to pay the toll with my life. it's 48,000.
48? Damn, that's like 9,000 experience for me. That's not so bad. Okay, so level 8 fighter. What does a level 8 fighter get?
You get things and stuff and such.
I get ability and score improvement.
That's correct.
Fuck yeah, so I can get another feat if I
had one 2 levels ago, but...
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. I get infiltration expertise.
So you can break into things?
I can create false identities.
I am my sexy half-brother. I also get to know another spell. That's kind of cool. So another second level spell slot, I guess. Man, is it really level 10 before I get another cantrip? That's fucking disgusting.
Oh wait, no, I don't. I get that level 9.
You're a wizard, you're a fighter. What do you want?
I want a third cantrip.
Sorry. Take a level of wizard.
Yeah.
Get an ability. Ability score.
All right, so I get a. Should I get a feat? Should I go for? I was thinking of going for mobile.
Well, you could get your Gormund's feat. That you were talking about initially when you made this character, but you still haven't gotten.
Yeah, but if I didn't have a Sentinel, the other weapon wouldn't be nearly as good, so.
True, that is true.
So, I get an ability score improvement. Is that just like stealth and...
No, ability score improvement is you get to add 2 points to any of your like strength, dexterity, constitution, or you can completely ignore that and take an extra feat.
You could put 1 point into 2 skills.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
So if you have any that are odd, you can make them even, get the bonus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But sometimes feats have, like, an extra thing, so...
Some feats have an extra ability score.
Yeah. So I might get that Gormung thing, because that might be useful. Because I feel like if we were to go adventuring outside, the one thing I'd be interested in doing is finding that taste... Or the flavor that I was after. Let's see. What does mobile give me again? It gives me the ability to hit something, then move away from it. So that's pretty useful.
Yeah. You also get 5 feet of movement range.
10 feet. Yeah.
Is it 10? All
right. 10 feet. And difficult terrain doesn't affect me. And I can... I can leave... I can... If I hit something with a melee attack, I can leave... its attack range. So I can keep doing the 5-foot back movement after hitting it with Sentinel, whatever. Anyway, let's do some shoutouts. Grant, aka Sheepdog. What up, sir?
Sheep do.
I am not dead. Yay! Again, Grant survives, and again, Gag survives.
Yeah.
Them's the breaks.
Get swallowed by a dragon and still lived. Hashtag fucking immortal.
Yeah, man, your legend is still there. So.
You can find me on YouTube, Sheepdog Gaming. I'm there. Search it, you'll find me.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of fun with this game, and yeah, we were saying during the break, like, it's an indication of a good game when you don't realize you haven't taken a break yet and it's been like almost 2 hours.
Yeah, so, yeah,
like, yeah,
we've looked, like, the past few times we've played, we've taken like one break for the entire 4 hours.
Yeah, we had one break today and I barely noticed not having the break, so very, it's very true. Very fun. And I can't wait to meet some women, to be honest. Like, I'm pretty sure my wish worked.
Oh, Floof, please play a woman. Please play a woman.
You kind of have to. I've never played a female character.
Well, now's a good time in this weird game that we've got.
But now, I already find Jeep 2 fairly attractive. It's magic.
Damn.
Anyways, it's a beard. No.
Speaking about finding Jeep 2 attractive, let's talk about you for a sec.
Yes, hello everyone. I am Floof Knight. This is, I think this is actually only my second character to ever die in a D&D game that was not Swargulis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He still has the record of 4 characters killed in 1 session each.
He's a bit thirsty, that guy.
So unfortunately, Pudmi, ripping pepperonis.
Mm-hmm.
He was fun to play. I like Pudmi. I don't even have an idea for our next character yet. I'll probably be working on that right after stream. I'll probably just stream it, because why not? If that sounds interesting, hop on over to Floof Knight. Drop me a follow. I go live at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm currently playing Mass Effect Andromeda multiplayer, and I'll probably switch into the story on Monday.
Nice.
And then after I'm done with the story, I'll be switching to Dark Souls DLC. And then after that, we have Kingdom Hearts HD Remix, which I'm looking forward to as well.
Sweet.
So lots in the turnpike coming around.
And last but not least from our players, we have Mr. Brad Disley himself, the Gags of the Immortal. How you doing, sir?
I have been eaten by a dragon and survived. Even when another player character was submitting and kneeling and saying, "I give up," I somehow am still alive. I've been trying to kill Gags for weeks now, and here I am. So yeah, it was fun. I mean, this has been.
I've been trying to kill Gags for weeks now.
This is super fucking fun.
Yeah,
It's great, man. It's great to have. It's been a while since I've had Graham as a DM, and it's good to be playing one of them.
Yeah, we're going continental now, man. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Shit's about to go down big time, I'm sure. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Speaking about our GM, let's turn to him. Graham, let's hear your little outro.
Yeah. So...
it's always fun.
Two YouTube channels now that have no subscribers, but it's okay for right now. So on this other channel that I've started, titled Always Be Making, which is a sign. Remember when I said I was setting up my classroom?
Yeah.
That's what it was for. So I made a sign that says Always Be Making in my classroom as well, for that. And so one of the things I'm doing on there, I want to make a prop for every magic item in the Dungeon Master's Guide. Okay. So the first video that's up there, I have some healing potions that I made.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Nice.
So you can see how I made those. I made some commentary of me making those. And now I'm making a scroll case. So this is some faux leather on a paper towel roll. And I'm going to do some sewing. And I'm going to make a epoxy resin bull minotaur's head and then paint it chrome.
Oh, shit.
That will be that. and then I'm going to move on after that to whatever's next in the book. And I think it's I'm going to have to do some leather working and make a bag of holding, because the one thing that's great about this particular edition's Dungeon Master's Guide is almost all of the magic items have a picture. So, like, I think the next thing is after the scrolls, there's going to be a bag of holding, and the book has a picture of a bag of holding that I, since that's the reference photo, that's what I'm going to use to make it. So that's nice. Going to be, you know, I'm trying to make less long videos, but that's what I like to watch. So that's probably what's going to end up being. But the other channel is Graham Complete. I got some topics that I wrote down. I'm trying to get some more like RPG related, like player tips, DM tips, that kind of thing. Because I think that's something that I know a lot about, and I think that's going to be where the passion is. So that's what I'm going to do.
Nice. And guys, thank you very much for watching. If you haven't already done so, consider hitting the follow button on the channel. We do 6 active Die Party games a week here on the channel. If you want to find out more about that sort of stuff, make sure you visit the schedule, !schedule, or check out the buttons below. We also have the archives over on YouTube, and we have a SoundCloud as well. On top of that, we also have a Patreon that is there to actively support the growth of Die Party. So if you want to see more interesting things come out of us, that is the best place to do it, for sure. That's pretty much it, guys. We'll be back next week as well. Floof will have his new character. We will probably be, I don't know, maybe we'll do a time skip or something like that, because, you know, it'll just be a lot of money bullshit at this point. We'll talk after this, I guess, about how that's going to work. But expect interesting things, for sure. And yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you very much for watching. We outie. Peace.
More next week.
More next week.